off with the Silver Streaks pregame show with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Area where the Galesburg boys basketball team will play its final regular season non-conference game as we are in Norridge near O'Hare Airport to battle the Rebels of Ridgewood High School. First ever meeting between these two teams on the basketball court, but this is actually our second trip up here in the last couple of years, Jim Lee. As you know, who would think we'd be going to Norridge on a regular basis, but we did it in football a couple of years ago, and we just kind of marvel at the facilities when we come up here.
Yeah, and at that time they were just working on this facility that we're in now, and it's like a Division III college. You've got we are up on the running track above the court and looking across at glass windows that look out onto the football field, which has got the field turf and the whole thing. So this whole sports complex is really tremendous, and it's afforded them the opportunity to host a sectional tournament here last year, and one of the nicest facilities in the area. So it's a first-class place here.
Up here on the track, as Jim was talking about, we look across the court to the opposite side, looking west at the glass wall of windows on the far side, where they also have exercise equipment. Looks like they're probably working on that. I'm sure there's more to come over there with the treadmills and the ellipticals and the stair steppers that they have. And this is also the place, we talked about it 2 years ago when we were up here during football season, and I went over to some of the windows and just kind of watched the constant traffic of planes coming in as they line up to land at O'Hare, and you can't hear them. You can't feel them. They fly over maybe a quarter mile away out the window, and there's just, I don't remember what the story was behind the windows. Was it a grant that they got? Is that what it was? And they're totally soundproof.
Yeah, it's because the old building here, obviously, they had a lot of trouble with that. In fact, sometimes the windows would break. Or crack because of, you know, the sonic boom or the thunder. And, of course, obviously, it'd be a big distraction if you got kids in a classroom. You would, as you know, there's enough distractions with them, let alone having to fight airplane noise going overhead. And so, yeah, they put in all this specialty glass that silences all of that. So this is a pretty high-tech place, and they're playing pretty good athletics right now, too, especially in basketball. They got to a sectional final last year, won a huge game in their conference last night over Riverside Brookfield on their home court. They've won eight straight games, and so we've got our hands full tonight.
Galesburg sophomores just finished off their second victory of the weekend, their 10th of the year, 59-50. As they win the preliminary game here tonight, they were up by 19 early in the second half, so they built a nice lead and never allowed the Rebels to get back into it too much. Let's talk about this game a little bit more. Second meeting between these two teams. They met at John Thiel Gymnasium last year. Galesburg lost the game 50-46. And I guess I would think, Jim, we talked about scores in the 40s last night with United Township. Galesburg did get close to 60 and winning it by 22, didn't let Panthers get into the 40s. I think if this game is in the 50s here tonight, it favors the Silver Streaks very much so. This is a pretty offensive-minded team the Streaks are going to face here tonight.
Yeah, they love to get up and down the court and like to shoot the three ball when they get a chance. They've got some accomplished shooters, and they're really a little different than us in the fact that they're most of their points traditionally will come from the guard spot, and our guard's not real adept at scoring. Sometimes Trevon will have a little bit of a breakout night, but for the most part, our points come from our three and four guys, unless Grant's bringing it up the court. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out tonight. A little contrast in styles. Neither team with a whole lot of size, but I think our guys will enjoy playing this game. It's just a matter of whether they can win it on their opponent's home court.
Jim talked about the offensive specialists on this team. Well, how about a kid who won the three-point showdown 2 years ago down at the state tournament? And that's the coach's brother who got it done. And then they also got a second kid who went down to the state tournament last year as well, and that's Mike Moraviak. He advanced. Well, they both advanced last year. It was Anthony Moraz, right?
Right, right.
Who went down 2 years ago and won it.
Yes.
And then last year he went down again as one of the 32 finalists, and Mike Moraviak was the other one who advanced down there. So they can shoot it. There's no question about it. Moraviak's a senior. Moraz is a junior. And I think the Silver Streaks, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily a Blue Island Eisenhower strategy that the Silver Streaks come in here with tonight, but I would certainly expect some of the defensive strategy to be the same. Push them out a little bit farther. Don't let them get 20-foot jump shots. Try to push them out to 23, 24-foot jump shots, and I'm still not sure some of these kids aren't going to knock those down.
And that's what Mike Reynolds, I'm sure, will tell you, being a defensive-minded coach. Yes, other teams have shooters, but the best way to negate that is to make it tough for them. You know, be on them all the time, like you said. Force them out. Get them out of their comfort zone. Maybe make them do something a little different. Set up a little different for the shot. And so you can negate that to some extent. But I'm sure in the scheme of things for Ridgewood, their coach knows that the more up-tempo you can get, the better chance you can have good spacing on the floor and get open looks than if you get into a slow-down, plodding type of game. And so, as with the Eisenhower game that we had a couple weeks ago at home, it was a lot of fun. Of course, we won that one handily, made it even more fun tonight. Won't be quite as easy, I don't think, to get up and down the court and maybe score quite that many points against this bunch.
Silver Streaks had the easier conference game of the two. As Jim mentioned, the intense road victory that the Rebels had last night over Riverside Brookfield, but a big win for them. As Jim mentioned, they're 8 in a row. Silver Streaks coming off that 22-point win over United Township last night, 59-37, in which a number of Silver Streaks were able to get into the game as it went deeper and deeper. But maybe the negating factor in that is the long road trip, which is about a 3.5-hour trip up here, depending on how many stops you make and how long of a stop you want to make. So we thank you for being with us here on this long road trip up to Ridgewood High School, and we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have our coaches' interviews brought to you by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Jim's interview with third-year head coach Chris Mraz of the Rebels, and our visit with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds as well. As pregame coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball from the Chicago suburb of Norridge continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Wow, did you see the smile on her face? She just lit up. Seeing me standing there with envelopes full of money, she was totally surprised. It's not her birthday, anniversary, or a holiday. Just a normal day. And then it happened. Boom! It's instant happy all over. In my line of work, button spotting for WGIL, I see it all the time.
Pick up your WGIL button at Arby's on North Henderson, at Bill's Auto Body on the corner of Grand and Farnham, or at Galesburg Nissan in front of the Sandberg Mall, all in Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
GHS Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Bell Foster Company, making it happen.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
This is Michelle Bazzari with WGIL. The Rio Fire Department hosts their annual Pancake and Sausage Supper, Saturday the 23rd at 4:30. Renowned for its sausage, get the works. Pancakes, sausage, coffee, and drinks for a free will donation. For details, click our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
Ridgewood coach Chris Mraz joins us now on the Silver Streaks pregame. And, Coach, it's a pleasure to be here, and I do mean that. What a beautiful facility you've got. I'm sure you have to feel blessed to have this opportunity to play here.
Definitely. We're excited. We want to thank you guys for coming down. We're excited to have you guys here today.
To not only show off your facility, but a pretty good ball team. You guys went to sectional final last year. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. We're actually 17-7. We played Riverside Brookfield, our conference rival, last night, and we won in overtime at their place, and we've won 8 in a row, so we'll see if we can keep it going here towards the playoffs.
That's what you care for, is down the stretch, and I know Galesburg is the same way, so this is a pretty good matchup because both of our teams seem to be peaking right now.
Yes, definitely, and Mike does a tremendous job. They're very well coached, and it's always good to have these games. We like each other.
Well, and your son's a sharp shooter still. Did he end up going down to state again last year in the three-point?
That was my younger brother. Okay. He graduated. There's one more. Uh-huh. He's our junior point guard. He's our leader, and he's a good player.
Would you characterize your team as more guard-oriented as far as the offensive part of it?
Yeah, a lot. You know, we, as a team, we're probably a little better shooting team this year. We're still, you know, at times we defensively could be better. But overall, I'm happy where we're at, and I'm excited for this group.
Yeah. I've never known a coach to say that they couldn't be better defensively, though, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, yeah.
Especially this time of the year. Now, when you look at Galesburg again, not as important a game as you had last night, obviously, but still one you don't want to have a letdown. What do you know about Galesburg?
We know that they're very well, defensively, they get after and they're going to pressure you. You know, they mix in here some 1-3-1, full court pressure too. You know, they're just hard. They're very, very similar teams. Or hard nose, and they just get after it.
Yeah.
I enjoy the way they play.
Yeah. If there's a tempo that fits your team the best, when you're at your best, how are you playing?
Fast.
Yeah, we like that.
Yeah, we like to score and, you know, get shots up and make, you know, hopefully a couple of them go down.
Yeah. It should be a fun ball game. We played Englewood Eisenhower out of Chicago, and boy, they got up and down the court, and it was fun to watch.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're as fast as them, but they kind of run that Grinnell stuff. We don't run that, but we will take a lot of threes tonight. That's probably that's a guarantee. So,
who'll be your starting five?
Anthony Meraz, he's our junior. Mike Morovac, a senior shooting guard. Adam Krozel, another senior. Igor Sergovic, a senior. And then Justin Santiago, another senior. So four seniors, one junior.
So you want to make hay with all these seniors, huh?
Yeah, we're trying to. They're good. They're trying to go out. I told them, let's go out on a good note here, fellas. You only got 3-4 weeks, and that's it. It's over.
We got one more regular season game after this?
Next Friday. Uh-huh. Yes, sir, Friday. And we ended up getting the 3 seed in our sectional.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. And so do you get to host any of that?
We're hosting the regional.
Okay.
We'll probably end up playing Carmel, uh-huh. Mundelein. They play in East Suburban, which is a very good conference.
Yeah.
So it'll be tough.
Yeah. Well, I would guess with a facility like this, it probably enables you to, when you put in a bid, be a good chance you can host tournaments.
Yes, yeah. We've had 2 years ago we had the sectional. Last year we had the regional. This year we're having the regional. You know, hopefully we'll keep doing that.
Yeah. Coach, how long have you been here?
This is my 4 years, 3 as the head coach.
Where are you from originally then?
Chicago, St. Pat. I went to St. Pat's.
Yeah,
I'm a Shamrock at heart.
So you're used to a little slower style basketball there.
Yeah, that's a little. Or the guy that's still there is still coaching.
Yeah.
He's more, defensively, he's in your face, man to man, and that's kind of what we do.
Yeah, they play a lot of game in the 30s in that league, don't they?
Yeah. You know, sometimes that's. Yeah. People don't want to watch that. They want to be up and down.
They've watched football all fall, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Coach, thanks for your time. Good talk with you. Maybe we'll see you down the road.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Coach Chris Meraz, our guest here from Ridgewood. And we'll talk with Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks coming up in just a minute on the WGIL Silver Streaks pregame.
It's the perfect time to buy a new 2013 Chevrolet at YEM because, thanks to Auto Show Bonus Cash, you can save even more. For a limited time, buy a new 2013 Chevy Malibu with an MPG highway rating of 34 for under $21,500 and save $2,500. YEM even has 25 in stock to choose from. For a limited time, buy a new 2013 Chevy Silverado LT Extended Cab 4x4 All-Star Edition for under $33,800 and save $12,000. With 60 in stock, you're sure to find a truck looking for it. Yeah. There's even a $1,500 savings on the popular 2013 Chevy Equinox available now for under $23,550. And Auto Show Bonus Cash is available on the new 2013 Chevy Cruze LTs with an MPG highway rating of 38 and priced under $18,800. You save $2,500 at purchase plus get savings at the pump. Don't miss this limited time offer. Auto Show Bonus Cash, in addition to all the other incentives going on now at YEM in Galesburg. See YEM for details.
With Mike Reynolds on the pregame show brought to you by Bates Collision and for our coach's interview. Coach, Jim and I were kind of debating the merits of this game as we head up here. Obviously, they're a very good school to be playing at this time of year. They're having a great season. Tell us about the sort of the philosophy behind playing a team this far away from home at this juncture of the season.
Well, I mean, first of all, fit the schedule. And second of all, we try to play fine quality opponents. And certainly, they're just like a lot of teams that are in our regional, they play a lot like Quincy, Notre Dame, and Canton, and we got to figure out how to defend those guys before we before next week comes, so or 2 weeks, I guess. And this is a good game for us. They're well coached. They play extremely hard, and you know, they were in the Sweet 16 last year. And I, you know, just talking to their coach, they're expecting to go farther this year. So we'll have to have our A game, and that's what we want to keep challenging our guys. Continue to get better. No letdowns. And I'm excited about today. I want to see if we can muster up the energy to come back out and do it again.
Is this a game, you said it fit the schedule, is this the kind of game where you were looking for somebody that had a program that was on the rise, it was successful, or did it just work out that way, that they were coming into their own right at the time we were starting to play them, so we could be challenged by this game?
A little of both. I think we knew that they were going to be good, and you know, I've known Chris a little bit through some other guys, and you know, through some from St. Patrick's High School guys, we kind of know, have a lot of common friends, so that's kind of how the game came about. They were looking, and they were looking to be challenged, and we're always looking to be challenged, and we certainly got challenged last year, you know, it looks like we're going to get challenged again, so that's a good thing.
They really shoot well, don't they? Is that their main strength?
Yeah, they shoot it, and they just play right. They just play right, which is a good thing.
And when you say they just play right, from your perspective, what does that mean? It's one thing for the coach to say it. It's another thing for the fans to look at it, but maybe a different thing.
Well, the ball gets moved. They share the ball. They guard every possession. They play together. They just move and cut. And they just play good fundamental basketball, which, you know, we're not going to be able to scare them or speed them up. We're going to have to win by playing good, solid basketball.
And that's what you want at this time of the year, right? You want to be able to play a team that's maybe playing some of their best basketball, and you can really get a challenge to see where you stand, right?
Certainly, and we'll either sink or swim today. You know, I mean, it's kind of up to us. We'll come here and play. And last year we actually played them pretty tough, and you know, we're expecting to do the same thing again.
Defensively, what kind of challenges do they present for you that we look offensively? We got to try to break them down. Where's their strength defensively?
You know, they can get up and pressure a little bit, They play a lot of good position defense, and you know, we just kind of have to. They do play man and zone. They press once in a while. We're just going to have our whole gamut of offensive stuff ready to go. And you know, I think both teams will probably throw a little different mixes at each other, and we'll see how that works.
We've certainly been no strangers to the road this year. We've gone some distances before. Are there any advantages or disadvantages to a trip like this at this time of the year in terms of the length? You've done all the bonding, right? You've done all the bonding activities that you want to have for the kids at this time of year. It's really about the game and the opponent more than anything here.
Yeah, but you can never have too much bonding or too much time together. And we're really starting to come together chemistry-wise. You know, we had such a young group, and we're starting to fit, and we're starting to get better. And I'm proud of our guys, and we'll see how it shakes out for us.
All right, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thanks.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks. Wrap up the pregame show after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
Hey, did you hear the McDonald's Egg McMuffin has 18 grams of protein, 300 calories, and is over 40 years old?
What? And it still looks that good?
I know, can you believe it?
Surely it's had some work done.
Linda thinks it's had an egg lift.
I knew it! Wait, what's an egg lift?
I have no idea.
With 18 grams of protein and 300 calories, McDonald's hot and delicious Egg McMuffin really is as good as it looks. Right now, buy one and get a second one for just 40 cents. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
At Ridgewood High School in Norridge, the Chicago suburbs, sort of western suburbs, heading a little bit north up near O'Hare Airport. Galesburg sophomores winners tonight by a final of 59-50. And the Silver Streaks varsity comes in, coming off a good win over United Township, a much-needed win. Talked a whole lot about the conference implications last night. Jim, you've played the game. What do you think you want? And the first question I posed to Mike Reynolds tonight was, okay, you know, justify this game a little bit in terms of making this trip. It's not that you don't want a game at this point of the season, but the seedings have been made. So, you know, it's not that the game doesn't matter. In some senses, it's less important than in others. So You make a long road trip like this. Ultimately, what do you think you want out of this game as a coach?
Well, I think Mike did enlighten us to the fact that style-wise, with who he's looking at coming in with the regional, that this team plays similar to two of the teams that will be there, Canton and QND. Canton isn't going to play this style because they've been hurt by injuries, and so
right.
they just don't have the people to do it real effectively. We have not seen QND yet. Of course, Mike more clued into what they do, and so that, you know, they're the number one seed. So if these guys play a similar style and have similar personnel to QND, this becomes a very valuable game for us because that's likely our championship game matchup in our regional. And if we've had a feel for what these guys do and get a feel for how to guard a team like this, I think, you know, this could be a very important game. That's the great value I see in it. Otherwise, you might just say it's another game. It's just something to kind of keep yourself in shape and get ready for one more conference game. But style-wise, that could become a real important thing for us.
You look down the roster at this team, they're not super tall. They've got one kid, Jake Lyacone, at 6'6", who will play. But, of course, Silver Streaks have Ryan Carl at 6'5". The five starters, 5'11", 6'1", 6'2", 6'2", and 6'3". So they're not big, but they're not small either. You got some decent-sized kids out there. Of course, they still got the warm-up jerseys. We're looking at them from a higher perch, about a full story above the court as we look down on them. But they look like some strong kids down there, too. So I think you want to run with them a little bit, but I think this is just a really good test for the Silver Streaks here tonight.
Yeah, well, and you know, Quincy, Notre Dame, when that time comes, hopefully it will come, they're always very physical.
Yes.
And so, you know, these guys do have a couple of thick body kids underneath that will bang with you a little bit, and then, of course, the sharpshooters from the outside. So, I like this matchup. The more the coaches talk about it, they've gotten me more excited about it as we approach tip-off time here in just a few minutes. Silver Streaks played a tremendous defensive game last night. The debate is against a team, you know, I don't know that we were that good defensively or whether East Moline was just that horrible offensively, but they were just flat-out bad last night. I mean, everything from their decisions on where to shoot, when to shoot, and they are just bad. And, of course, we had something to do with that. But I'd love to see us take on a much more balanced and competent Ridgewood team here tonight and be able to beat them. I think you walk away from the weekend with more winning this game tonight than you did beating a bad UT team last night.
A bad UT team that started four juniors and a sophomore compared to a Ridgewood team tonight that's starting four seniors
exactly.
a junior.
Yep.
And coming off a sectional semifinal appearance last year, they've won over 20 games the last 2 years, and they're riding an 8-game winning streak coming in tonight. So a very different team than what the Silver Streaks saw in the conference last night against the Panthers of United Township High School. Galesburg sophomores, again, winners here tonight by a final of 59-50. We'll see if the varsity can make it a clean weekend sweep when we come back with a tip-off between the Silver Streaks and the Rebels of Ridgewood High School from the Chicago suburb of Norridge. Our broadcast and tip-off comes up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
I returned from combat duty in a wheelchair, but it turns out many apartment buildings can't accommodate me. I fought for freedom and thought I'd be free to choose where I live.
After the phone interview, we assumed the apartment was ours.
But when we showed up, the manager said no longer available.
The only way to stop housing discrimination is to report it. Visit hud.gov/fairhousing or call 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight and a low around 16. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high around 39. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and a low around 32. For Monday, your President's Day, cloudy skies, a chance of rain in the morning and a high around 48. Then Monday night, cloudy, a chance of rain still in the evening, a low of 25. And Tuesday, sunny and a high around 30. Right now, we're at 23.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The Rebels of Ridgewood High School are the opponents tonight as the Silver Streaks are on the road in the Chicago area for the final non-conference game of the regular season. Of course, the Silver Streaks have at least one more non-conference opponent coming up, and we hope a whole bunch more, but that'll be in the postseason, not in the regular season. Silver Streaks will start the usual five here tonight. Trevon Diggins, the 5'10 senior, and Ethan Meeker, the 6-foot freshman, along with 6'1 senior Carson Cheeseman, a three-guard lineup for Galesburg. Grant Gibson, a 6'2 sophomore, the leading scorer on the team at just under 21 a game. And Ryan Carl at 6'5, one of three seniors in the starting lineup for Galesburg. For Ridgewood, as we mentioned just toward the end of the pregame show there, four seniors in the starting lineup. Adam Krozel at 6'3, Justin Santiago at 6'1, Mike Morabiak, a 6'2 senior, Igor Sirkovich at 6'2 also, and Anthony Miraz, the only junior in the starting lineup, the coach's younger brother at 5'11, and a bit of a sharpshooter himself, along with Moraviak. So expect some good action here tonight. Galesburg likes to get up and down the court, but then when they run into an opponent that likes to get up and down the court, Galesburg will also slow things down a little bit, too. So we'll see what Coach Mike Reynolds' strategy is, at least at the beginning. I would imagine he'll go ahead and let them play for a little bit before he really starts to change things up defensively, throwing some zone out there. But I imagine it'll be man-to-man here to get things started for the Silver Streaks. It is the fourth annual grade school sweet cheer clinic here at Ridgewood tonight as well, so we can anticipate a good halftime show, I guess. Ryan Carl in the midcourt circle, along with Moraviak at just 6'2", to jump this game underway. And we're waiting for the official to get into the midcourt and jump this game underway. We are about a story and a half up over the court, looking down right from a center court position on a big green R right in the middle of the court as the Silver Streaks win the tip wearing the road gold tonight. Trevon Diggins on the left wing to the top of the circle. Gibson around a screen. Wide open cans of three. What a good way to start this game.
He picked up where he left off at warm-up. He was getting a lot of feeds out there. Trevon was shooting him the ball from down low, and Grant was knocking a lot of those down. And that's the exact same spot as where he hits the first shot of the real game.
At the top of the circle, Moraviak. Left side it goes over to Miraz. Back to the top of the circle to Adam Krozel. Now gives way, running in from the left side, Santiago. Now it goes into the hands of Igor Sirkovich. So all five starters have touched it on this possession for Ridgewood. We can expect a lot of that as the game goes along. Down the lane, good defense by Diggins, but the rebound put back up and in by Adam Krozel. Streaks didn't box out on the weak side.
And I thought actually Grant did a bit. Sirkovich went over his back and got away with that one, I thought, and so they get a put back.
Into the front court, Cheeseman. Galesburg with an early 3-2 lead. Ethan Meeker on the right side. Skips it back up top to Diggins between the circles. Trevon cut off, trying to drive right, still with the dribble out high. Knocked away from him, goes off his leg, out of bounds, right in front of the Ridgewood bench. Streaks turn it over.
Yeah, Trevon thought that was going to be out of bounds off of Ridgewood. He didn't chase that ball very hard, and that's not like Trevon to loaf over after a ball, so you had to know that he thought that ball was going to be coming back to Galesburg, but it didn't happen.
On the left side on the wing, Cirkovic. Cut off by Ryan Carl. He'll dribble right on the outside, looking to lob it in on the inside. Gets it over Carl into the hands of Krozel. Too far under the basket. Can't get it up over the rim. But the rebound by Anthony Meraz brings it back out. So two offensive rebounds already in the early going for Ridgewood. Now Krozel drives down the lane, lays it up and in, and Ridgewood takes a 4-3 lead.
Now Ridgewood's already served notice on their offensive possessions that they're no United Township. UT was one and done last night almost every time down the court. This team has stayed after it twice and come away with baskets both times.
Right side, Cheeseman trying to get it down low to Carl. Keeps it on the outside to Diggins. Try to penetrate the lane, cut off. Bounce pass down low to Gibson. Dribbles it out onto the left wing. Trying to drive baseline, cut off there. Pass through the lane, off Meeker's hands. Chased down by Ryan Carl in the right corner. Skips it back out to Cheeseman. Under 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Ridgewood with an early 4-3 lead. At the top of the arc, Carl shoots the three, a little bit short. And the rebound into the one hand of Meraz, who pushes it up court for the Rebels. Down to the left side, Krozel got away with a travel, and then with a hesitation gets it up from the low blocks. He has all six of Ridgewood's points here in the early going.
Well, Trevon Diggins that time hesitated on offense to take him to the basket. Last night, Mike Reynolds told us on the postgame, he told Trevon, just go in there, because that's what he does well. But so far, the first couple possessions, he's not done it here.
Gibson in the lane, forces up a shot, rattles in and out. Krozel with another rebound. Into the front court quickly. Cirkovic off balance, kicks it back out. Three on the way by Meraz, goes off the rim, out of bounds, and last touch by Ryan Carl apparently. So yet another second chance for the Rebels here in the early going.
This facility is similar in some respects to Eisenhower, where we played last week. It's much, much bigger than that basketball court itself. You could put a lot of bleachers on the ends if you wanted to. But the actual room, the gymnasium, is probably twice as big or more than that than the actual court.
Krozel cut off at the free throw line, kicks it out to Cirkovic, who drains a three. Ridgewood on a 9-0 run, now leads 9-3. First basket of the game for Cirkovic. 4:45 to go first quarter. Joe Williams into the game along with Marcus Ross. Joe brings it up court into the low blocks. Ryan Carl. Pump fakes right, goes up left, too strong, rebound put back by Gibson, won't go. Grant again comes down with it, dribbling in the lane, forces it up and in. And a timeout called by Mike Reynolds. Let's see, a 30-second timeout, 4:29 to go first quarter, first points for Galesburg since the first 12 seconds of the game, and that ends the 9-0 run by Ridgewood.
Ridgewood not only on a run there, but they've been on a run here in their season. They've won 8 straight games coming into this, so they carry a lot of momentum. Last possession down, loved what Ryan Carl did. Just a really strong move, a nice head and shoulder fake, got himself squared up, good position. Everything was perfect except the shot. Didn't go down. Fortunately, Grant Gibson was there to work hard on the weak side board twice and finally get it back up and in.
4:29 to go in this first quarter, 9-5 Ridgewood. For the Silver Streaks, it's Ross and Williams, Meeker, Cheeseman, and Gibson on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Coming out of that Galesburg timeout. In the backcourt, it'll be Meraz. And into the game at the timeout break, Mike Lazak, 6'2 senior. Intended pass through the lane, deflected away by Grant Gibson. Streaks steal it away. Now Williams has it poked away from behind. Streaks give it right back. Down the right side, Meraz. Contact runs over Williams, who got established, and draws the charging foul.
Really nice job by Joe that time. It was a good timing there, too. You don't want to let Ridgewood get rolling in their transition game after a turnover. So an excellent job by Joe to set himself and take a charge from Meraz, who's a pretty solid kid. That's a hard charge.
First foul of the game, back-to-back turnovers by Ridgewood. Now the Streaks break the press. Gibson spins in the lane, too strong off the glass with the shot, and the rebound by Cirkovic. Here comes Ridgewood into the front court, leading by five. Now pulling up Meraz, gets it back to Cirkovic. High post, rattles it through. 5 points for Cirkovic. It's 11-5. Galesburg down six. Full court pressure again. Cheeseman under the Ridgewood basket, dribbles it up court to Ethan Meeker. Ethan into the lane, bounces it too low to Marcus Ross, deflects it up into the air. Cirkovic comes away with a steal. Into the front court, right side to Lezak. Driving to the free throw line with a left-hand dribble, tries to go back door, and Meraz, I think, intercepted it from his own teammate, and he'll dribble it back out near midcourt, guarded by Cheeseman. Now left side it goes to Cirkovic. Ridgewood leading 11-5, under 3.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. On the dribble, Lezak gets it over to Cirkovic, trying to spin past Ross, gets it to the outside. Now between the circles, Meraz. Right side onto the wing, stepping inside the arc, Krozel gets it back out between the circles, around the screen. Now gives it right back on the give and go, and off Krozel's hands. couldn't handle it, juggled it. Ethan Meeker with the steal, dribbled it off his hip, and he gets called for the double dribble.
Well, maybe he was going to get away with that one, but it didn't. So two straight turnovers on Ethan. He bounced the bad pass into Marcus's shin the last time down, then turned it over there, and so he'll have to sit down. That you hate to sit down after a couple of mistakes like that. You want to stay out there and right yourself, but he's a pretty even-keeled guy. He'll shake it off and come back in strong. Meanwhile, Ridgewood has shown us they're not just a team that flies up and down the court. They play defense, and evidenced by our 5 points here with under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
At the dribble at the top of the arc, Justin Santiago down low, and a block by Marcus Ross.
Heck
as Krozel went in for it. Rebound picked up off the floor by Denzel Jones. Over to Marcus Ross, up and in from the right side.
Wow, what a series by Marcus, both ends of the court.
11-7, Galesburg cuts the lead to 4. 2.5 minutes to go here in this first quarter. On the outside, trying to dribble in, Adam Yogmore, but cut off by Joe Williams, picks it up, now gets it over to the right side. Lezak with it as Jones is all over him. Streaks have picked it up a little bit defensively with Jones and Diggins back into the game, coming out of that last dead ball.
Yeah, we've gone with our, there's a foul on Ross out high, but we've gone with our quicker lineup with Jones, Trevon, and Williams all in the game at the same time, and hoping that that'll give Ridgewood a little trouble, and so far I think it has gotten them out of the flow of their offense.
2:16 to go in the first quarter, 11-7. That's the first foul of the game on Galesburg. Goes against Ross, as Jim mentioned, guarding out high. Krozel with it on the sideline right below us, looking to get it in. Tough pass stolen away by Diggins with help from Denzel Jones. Diggins down the right side, up with two hands and in.
Absolutely. Good move by Mike Reynolds as he goes with this quicker lineup, and let's keep them out there for a little while. They're matching up well.
11-9, Galesburg within two now after a 9-0 run by Ridgewood. Down low, Krozel gets it back out to Sirkovich. Cutting in on the give and go, right back to Krozel in, but he missed the bunny, and Marcus Ross with a rebound.
Nice to know somebody else misses those once in a while. That was a flat-out blown shot there. He was wide open.
1:45 to go. A chance for the Streaks to tie the game, maybe take the lead here. Down 11-9. Gibson with it on the right side. Dribbles to the top of the arc. Now Ross with it. Gives off to Diggins. Trevon inside the arc. Reverses right back to Ross. He'll fire the three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound Williams. Joe puts it on the floor. Pump fake. Up. Gets a man in the air, and he gets two free throws coming.
Well, I know you're needing a breath there after calling a pretty frenzied pace, but you've got to like what this lineup has done to get us back in this game in the first quarter. Not that we won't see value from some of the other guys who've taken a seat for a while, but just the quickness advantage we've got out there with Denzel and Trevon forcing a steal there, and Williams with a weak side rebound. In that case, we're just really using our most athletic guys to turn up the pressure on Ridgewood.
Joe Williams makes the first and second free throw, so we are now tied at 11. First points of the night for Joe Williams. After Streaks fell behind by 6 at 11-5, they've scored 6 in a row to tie it up. Under a minute and a half to go first quarter. Between the circles, Lezak dribbling left, trying to penetrate, and a block again by Marcus Ross, but a foul this time on the Silver Streaks. He had two players on either side of him, Lezak did, as he drove in, and then Ross got the block, but I think maybe Denzel Jones got the foul on the reach.
Yeah, Denzel from the side, and I thought he was going to get away with that for a minute. It was a late whistle, and I thought Denzel did probably get him, so the right call, even though it was a little late.
And the first free throw up and in by the senior Lezak. That puts Ridgewood back on top now, 12-11. Sophomores winners tonight, their 10th win of the season, 59-50. Minute 16 to go first quarter here in the varsity contest as Lezak makes both. 13-11, Ridgewood by 2. Silver Streak scored the first basket of the game. Since Ridgewood took a 4-3 lead, though, they have not trailed. Diggins with it on the outside. Big step, but he kept the pivot foot down. Skip pass from Williams, left side over to Gibson on the wing. Gives it right back to Joe. Now right side, Denzel Jones on the wing. He'll skip it over the top to Trevon Diggins. Room for Diggins to dribble. He gives it over to Grant, who takes the baseline. That won't go. Ross gets a hand on the rebound. That won't go. Gets his own put back. That's off Marcus's hands after another miss. Now the Streaks trying a tie-up, and they get it. And the alternating possession favors Galesburg, but the officials are going to talk things over here. Galesburg did win the tip, and I don't recall any kind of a jump ball in between, so I don't think they ever changed the arrow, and Ridgewood's going to get it back here.
Yeah, good call there, Brad, because the arrow is showing towards our direction, but I think you're exactly right there. Got to credit Marcus Ross, though. He has come in with a ton of energy on both ends of the court, and, you know, he played especially well in that one series. We got the block and went down and got the basket, but he's kept it up. He hasn't had any more points to show for it, but he's very, very active in there right now.
40 seconds to go, first quarter. Ridgewood with the ball, leading by 2. 13-11 your score. Lezak dribbling in, pulls up outside the free throw line, rattles in and out, and there's Ross with another rebound. Galesburg down two with the ball, down to 26 seconds to go here in this first quarter. I got Marcus for four rebounds in this first quarter already, and he didn't even start. Gibson drives the lane, kicks it out. Meeker for three, and he got it.
There you go, Ethan.
First shot of the game for Ethan Meeker puts Galesburg back on top by one with 13 seconds to go in the first quarter.
So Ethan answers those two turnovers he had before he sat down. First opportunity, he gets, comes out, makes a three, and all's right with the world.
Down to 5 seconds to go, dribbling on the outside. Santiago takes it all the way in, hits the bottom of the rim. Gibson rebounds a miss, and that's the end of the first quarter. Meeker and Santiago both hit the floor. They're up and all right, and at the end of one, it's 14-13 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room.
No!
It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Glenn Beck, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim, I'll follow up on a little bit of what you and I were talking about, briefly anyway, over the commercial break there. Been good up and down action here, and the officials have let them go, and it's made it a little more enjoyable to watch, I think.
It has. There have been some times where there's been a little pile up of guys here and there, but I haven't seen players or coaches complaining on either end. They realize, at least at this point, that it's going to be called fairly loosely and hasn't had any problems so far. Silver Streaks enjoying a one-point lead based on Meeker hitting that three-pointer at the end of the quarter. Silver Streaks had two threes in that first quarter. Ridgewood had just one, both teams with the five field goals.
Meeker drives in and draws contact. He took it right at Sirkovic. And Ethan, going up for the shot, getting fouled, will shoot a couple of free throws here. That's the third team foul on Ridgewood. First of the game on senior Igor Sirkovic. Let's take a look at some of the other statistics from the first quarter, Jim, while we got a moment.
All right, Ridgewood 5 of 11 from the field. The Streaks 5 of 13. Rebounding edge to Galesburg, 9-7 on the boards, and turnovers even at 4 apiece. Ridgewood had that early 9-3 lead. We were afraid what might happen today, but as they usually do, the Streaks fought back, got the lead, and now our biggest lead at 3 points actually equals what we had when Grant hit the 3 to start the game.
Yep, two free throws by Ethan Meeker. Streaks have made all 4 of their free throws in this game so far. Ridgewood has made both of their free throw attempts. Ridgewood 1 of 2 from behind the arc. Silver Streaks 2 of 4 here in the early game. 30 seconds into the second quarter. Galesburg on top, 16-13. On the outside, Moraz trying to work around a screen. Passes it right side. A fake by Moraviak. Gets it back out. Moraz shoots the three and hits it.
Moraz has got an unconventional release. It's a little bit off to one side over his head, but can't argue with the result. Nothing but net.
On the outside, Trevon Diggins weaves his way left a little bit. Ross comes out high for the pass. No changes for the Silver Streaks personnel-wise at the quarter break, as most of the personnel on the floor right now is what's got him back into this game. Meeker overshoots the three, misses everything. On the weak side rebound, Moraviak. And Ridgewood with a chance to regain the lead here now. Tied at 16, down low. Sirkovic misses it. Battle for it. Trevon Diggins comes up with the rebound. After a tough shot, a well-contested shot by the Silver Streaks down low, Gibson hits a three from the right wing.
Boy, beautiful. Nothing but net on that. That side-spinning shot that Grant has. Looks like early he's got the stroke in this one if we can get him the ball a little more.
8 points in the game for Grant Gibson. Streaks lead 19-16, under 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Sirkovic right side. Here's Moraviak for a three. That one's off the back of the rim. On the run, Marcus Ross with the rebound and gets it off to Joe Williams, who will bring it into the front court. Silver Streaks matching their biggest lead at three right now, trying to add to that up 19-16, approaching the six-minute mark of the first half. Ross, left side, Williams on the wing. Joe dribbling his way right toward the top of the arc. Gibson, now Diggins brings it back out between the circles, passes it right side over to Meeker. Bounce pass into Gibson, spin move, baseline, a little bit short of the shot. And the rebound to Santiago for Ridgewood. Rebels push it up court. Quick three by Moraviak. That one's in and out. And Joe Williams gets the rebound.
Good job by Trevon to fly out there and maybe alter that shot just a little.
Joe down the lane, scoops it up a little bit strong off the glass. A rebound deflected out to Ross. Over to Gibson for three. That one is short. In comes Williams for the rebound. Put back and it drops through. 21-16. Galesburg with its biggest lead now. Moraviak into the front court on the right wing. Lobs it in and... we got a foul against Ridgewood, I believe.
Yeah,
down low.
Krozel
kind of stuck the elbow back out into Grant Gibson. I saw Gibson on the floor. And they are going to call the foul on Krozel.
Yep.
That's his first and the fifth Ridgewood turnover.
Yep, so yeah, that Krozel and Gibson, even on this end, still pushing and shoving a little bit. So they know who each other is at this point of the game.
Gibson with it on the outside. Gives way to Diggins. Now left side under the wing, Joe Williams. Joe looking on the inside. Skips it back up top to Trevon. Looking left. Over to Ross. Now back under the wing, Williams. Thought about the three. Works around a screen from Ross. Gets it back to Gibson. Grant dribbling right. Meeker comes out to take the pass with it. Ross now between the circles. Dribbles once left. Hands off to Joe Williams. 4:45 to go first half. Streaks with a five-point lead in the ball. Inlet pass to Ross. Maybe got pushed a little bit. Strong up. Missed it. Rebound put back.
Oh.
Meeker rolls out. Ethan again with the rebound. Dribbling it out along the baseline. Into a double team. Forces it up. That's too strong. Diggins on the weak side. And I think we're going to get Trevon for pushing off on the rebound.
Well, we had plenty of chances that
sure
time.
Sure did.
Ethan Meeker with a point-blank shot that he missed. Both teams have had... I'd say probably at least three occasions in this first half. Shots right underneath. There's been a little traffic around, but shots that you normally make that just won't go down. So maybe that's that conference post-conference game fatigue. Concentration not quite as good, but Streaks have still had the better of it here. Up five with 4:28 to go first half.
Foul on Diggins is the fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks. That three won't go down. In the lane, Tyson Parks comes up with a rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks on the run. Outlet pass to Diggins. Dribbles it once on the floor. Gets knocked down. Throws it up toward the basket. Miss it. Parks with an offensive rebound. And he gets fouled on the putback. Well, again, opportunities for the Silver Streaks in close. But how about the offensive rebounds for the Silver Streaks? Ridgewood was controlling the boards early in the game. But the Streaks have really come back very strong.
Yeah, piling on 10 offensive rebounds now.
Wow.
And Parks will be at the free throw line for a couple here, and it's got to be frustrating for the Ridgewood side to see so many second and third chances for the Silver Streaks as Tyson knocks down free throw number one.
22-16, 4:12 to go. That's a fifth team foul on Ridgewood. Second free throw by Tyson is good as well.
Good job.
Galesburg builds on its biggest lead here at 23-16. They've outscored Ridgewood 9-3 here in this third quarter after leading by one at the end of the first quarter. Out high, Mraz on the left-hand dribble backs up into the volleyball corner. Past the midpoint of quarter number two here. Streaks lead by seven on the road against a team that's won eight in a row. Out between the circles, Lizak. Right side skip pass out high out to Arthur Zawada, who's into the game, a 6'2 junior. Right side, Lizak with it now. The senior dribbles a couple of times with the left hand, drives into the lane, kicks it out. Here's Zawada for three from the wing. Air balls it.
Good
weak side rebound,
Joe.
Williams.
Yep.
Into the front court come the Silver Streaks again. Right side, Meeker open for three. Galesburg with a 10-point lead now, 26-16, forces a Ridgewood timeout, a full timeout with 3:24 to go in the first half. It's Galesburg by 10. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
26-16, Galesburg has opened up a 10-point lead over the homestanding Rebels of Ridgewood High School. Galesburg scored 10 in a row. Silver Streaks got the first basket of the second quarter. Ridgewood tied it with a three, and since then, Galesburg scored 10 straight. And with 3:24 to go in the first half, They lead 26-16.
Well, and we're only 3 of 11 in the quarter. We've missed a lot of shots, but we've gotten second chances. Then, of course, Parks hitting the couple of free throws and Ethan knocking down the three-pointer there. So we've made the most of our opportunities, even though we've missed 8 out of 11 from the field.
Mraz on the outside between the circles. Lezak trying to drive in with a left-hand dribble and a hesitation dribble. Cut off on the baseline. Good job by Meeker defensively. Has to kick it back out to Mraz. Now to the outside, driving in Yagmore. Cut off, kicks it out to Mraz, steps into a three. That won't go. Tough rebound by Tyson Parks. He lost it over his head. And look what I found. Lezak picks it up, steps to the basket, lays it in.
Yeah, that was just bad luck there. Parks did everything right. He just couldn't quite hold the ball as he got back over his head, and that was just a gift to Ridgewood.
He was up pretty high, and he had his back arched backwards trying to come down with that one. Meeker, Gibson, inlet pass to Parks, trying to back his way in. Baby hook shot with the right hand, comes up off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Moraviak for Ridgewood. Silver Streaks trying to defend and can't get back quickly enough. Quick basket by Krozel, his first basket since early in the first quarter, and that's pulled Ridgewood back within six, coming out of the timeout, two straight baskets. Gibson hands off to Joe Williams on the outside. Gets it to Tyson Parks. Bounce pass in the lane. Grant working against a double team. Fade away. Hits it.
Again, Grant physically strong. Feels very comfortable in the low post tonight with those turnarounds.
10 points for Gibson. Nearly causes and then does cause a turnover. Dives onto the floor. Saves it to Ethan Meeker. Into the front court. Williams gets blocked going up for the three. Good job defensively coming from the backside. Moraviak. And here comes Ridgewood after nearly falling behind by 11 again. And a chance to cut the lead down to six, maybe five. Driving in, Mraz takes it right at Tyson Parks, and a foul will put him at the free throw line. Joe just a little late on the three-point shot. He tried to step into it, but just took too much time to square up, and Moraviak came from the backside and blocked it.
Yeah, he had no idea Moraviak was there. Who'd they call the foul on?
Tyson Parks, his first.
That was a tough call.
And the free throw misses by Mraz.
It must have got lower body, because what he got up high was all ball.
28-20, the Galesburg lead, a minute 45 to go here in the first half. Diggins, Williams, Gibson, Parks, and Meeker on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Cirkovic comes back in along with Santiago for Ridgewood. Mraz's second free throw is good. And that cuts the lead to 28-21 here. Silver Streaks with the ball. Gibson will walk it across midcourt as Santiago picks him up there defensively. Gibson playing in the point here. Now Diggins with it just outside the free throw line. Scoops it out to Williams. Thought about the three. Right side it goes over to Meeker instead. Meeker reverses directions on the dribble. Back to the left wing. Now Williams comes out high for it. Over to Grant Gibson. Just outside the right elbow. Dribbling in from the right side. Has the ball slapped away. Saves it on the baseline. Gives it right back to Ethan. He forces up a shot as he got knocked off balance a little bit. Somehow the rebound comes back to him. Over to Gibson. Cans a 10-footer.
That was an interesting sequence. It ends up in a basket for us. Not exactly what you draw up as a coach, but the ball ping-ponged around just right for us, and Gibson dropped in a short one.
It was Tyson Parks who got a hand on the initial rebound who deflected it out to Meeker. Now driving in, Cirkovic on the run with a one-hander, won't go. Rebound on the floor and knocked out of bounds by Ridgewood right underneath the basket. Krozel slapped it over into the corner, and the Streaks wisely let it go out of bounds, and Galesburg gets it back.
You know, you talked about the Ridgewood players being strong before the game. You're right, Brad. They are. They're lean. They're not muscle men, but they're lean. It bears out the importance of being strong. We got a bunch of football players out there in Parks and Trevon Diggins. Of course, Grant could be a football player. So you got a lot of strength out there for Galesburg as well, and it's very important that we are strong or we'd be getting pushed all over the court right now.
Driving in from the right side, Gibson just completely lost it. Ball slipped out of his hands, goes up high. Ridgewood comes away with it. Driving in from the left side. Santiago is cut off. He kicks it back out to Mraz. Now right back to Santiago on the left wing. Gibson guarding him there. Down to 20 seconds to go in the first half. Galesburg by 9. Ridgewood with the ball. Mraz around the screen. Right side. Kicks it into Cirkovic from the corner. Drains it. Still 14 seconds for the Silver Streaks to do something with it here. Up by 6. 30-24. Down to 8 with Gibson. Walking it into the front court. Around the screen from Diggins with 5. Grant. Down the lane with a one hand, up, rattles it through, and that's the end of the first half. A bucket right before the buzzer. 9 in the quarter for Gibson, 14 in the half, and the Silver Streaks go to the locker room with a 32-24 lead. When we come back at halftime, we'll give you our first half statistics, and should be pretty good ones for the Silver Streaks, who lead by 8 here on the road against the Ridgewood Rebels in the Chicago suburb of Norridge. We'll give you some halftime numbers and a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I was having problems reading the newspaper, the telephone book, and especially playing the piano with my bifocals.
Fran Henley of Galesburg knew her cataracts were getting bad when they started affecting her daily activities, but wanted to find just the right doctor to perform the procedure.
One thing you need if you're going to have eye surgery is confidence in your doctor. Dr. Ruppel is on your side totally from the very beginning and will take the time to answer any questions that you have. It takes just one visit into his office to find out that he is the right person for you. I just can't say enough good about him.
Dr. Ruppel determined that lifestyle lenses would be the best option for Fran, giving her the freedom of life without glasses.
Now, my vision is 20/20. It's the brightness of color that's just amazing. There was no pain involved during the surgery. It's just a much more convenient lifestyle, shall I say.
Schedule your free consultation to see which lifestyle lens is right for you at Dr. Ruppel's office in the Cottage Medical Plaza, Galesburg, 345-2020.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Craddy. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
For generations, F&M Bank has met the banking needs of their neighbors and friends with trust, courtesy, and outstanding service. The employees of F&M Bank go out of their way for customers. They're committed to a level of personalized customer service you don't often find in banking today. So come to F&M. You'll like the way they do banking.
Your community, your money, your hometown bank. F&M Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Jim Lee, we talked after the end of the first quarter, and I don't feel like my attitude has changed after the second quarter as we are at halftime. Silver Streaks leading the Rebels of Ridgewood High School 32-24. It's been an enjoyable game to watch. We talked early on, the officials have let them play, and we've enjoyed watching the Silver Streaks play here tonight. They've got a nice rhythm going. They seem to be playing very well together, and it's working for them. It's been good to see them come back after not necessarily a tough conference game last night, but no letdown by any means, despite the long road trip here tonight.
Well, and I thought that we didn't really start very well. Gibson hit a three, and then Ridgewood reeled off 9 points in a row.
Yep.
And I think we were at about the 3.5 minute mark in that first quarter. We still only had 5 points, and I thought, well, so much for the high scoring game here tonight. But from that point on, to be sitting here at halftime with 32, I just feel great about what we've done in the last quarter and a half, and we've been getting really good balance. And I thought Mike made a great decision in, as we talked about, bringing in our quicker guard-oriented lineup that forced Ridgewood out of what they were wanting to do. We got some transition opportunities. And, you know, he didn't leave them on the court to let them get tired. I think one of the great things about bringing in Denzel and Tyson and some of those guys to, and Joe, is they're fresh off the bench, and they bring you a couple of great minutes. I think if you played them much longer than that, they would wear down, and then, you know, maybe you'd be right back where you were, but he got them out. Then he brought especially Ethan back in the game. He hit a couple of key shots for us, and of course Grant has been consistent all the way through. He's playing some great ball. I thought the Streaks played a really good, outside of the first couple of minutes of this, a really good first half.
And I think the numbers will bear that out. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. And I don't think the Silver Streaks have necessarily heated things up here tonight in terms of shooting numbers, but they've sure made it up for it in some other ways.
Yeah, they've been getting a lot of chances. Silver Streaks 11 out of 30 from the field, so that's a lot of shots and a half, especially in a boys' game. 11 of 30, 36%. Ridgewood is 9 of 24, so actually a little bit better percentage at 37%, but here's a big difference, the rebounding totals. Silver Streaks with 21 rebounds at halftime, 11 of those on the offensive end.
Wow.
And I'm sure if there's one thing that's being talked about in that Ridgewood locker room right now is, you know, guys, we have got to do a better job on the defensive glass, because the Silver Streaks are just taking it to them down there. Ridgewood has, 13 rebounds here at the half, just about all of those on the defensive side of the ball. Turnovers, we've got Galesburg with 6 and Ridgewood with 5. That second quarter was really well played.
Mm-hmm.
Galesburg with just 2 turnovers and Ridgewood with only 1. And so it looks nice on paper and it looks even better on the scoreboard. Streaks up 8. But I think there's a difference. Last night we were up 8 at halftime. That 8 felt more like 14. This 8 feels like 4 because this Ridgewood team, they could put up a lot of points in a hurry as well as they can shoot the 3.
Ridgewood 3 of 4 from the free throw line in the first half. Silver Streaks made all 6 of their free throw attempts, so that's good to see. Galesburg also 4 of 8 from behind the arc, so good 3-point shooting for Galesburg. And Ridgewood, not bad, 3 of 9 3-point shooting in that first half. Silver Streaks lead here at the half, 32-24. We'll take a break here on the halftime show. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when we come back, and we'll run through the individual scoring for you as well. Final non-conference game of the regular season, and it's been a good first half for the Silver Streaks so far, up by 8 at Ridgewood High School. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Mike Lasnovich
and Gene Stahl from Lakers Ford Dodge Ram.
You're going to fall in love with the new Dodge Durango.
It's... I love you.
What'd you say?
I said I love you, man.
Okay. Thanks.
Don't you have something to say?
No. I mean, I like you, too.
Whoa. Like? So the truth finally comes out.
As I was saying, you're going to fall in love with this new 2013 Dodge Durango. The all-wheel drive SXT has a 6.5-inch touchscreen with V-Connect, backup camera, and more. With generous latest discounts and Dodge rebates, you'll save nearly $4,000. You got to love that, right, Gene? Oh, come on now. You know you'll always be my little buddy.
You mean it?
Of course.
How about a hug?
I don't, Okay, you're hugging me.
Tax title license stock fee extra. See dealer for details.
We'd love for you to stop out for a test drive at Lakers Ford Dodge Ram.
Can you let go of me now, Gene?
Soon, my friend. Soon.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh. You did not just...
Look at that dish.
Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
I can't say that. Out of collision.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight and a low around 16. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high around 39. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and a low around 32. For Monday, your President's Day, cloudy skies, a chance of rain in the morning and a high around 48. Then Monday night, cloudy, a chance of rain still in the evening, a low of 25. And Tuesday, sunny and a high around 30. Right now, we're at 23.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Silver Streaks lead the Rebels of Ridgewood High School 32-24 here at halftime. Looks like it'll be a little extended halftime as they have the grade school sweet cheer clinic going on. They had earlier today the elementary school kids and looks like some of the middle school age kids came in, worked with the high school cheerleaders, and they're putting on a show here at halftime. But they fought with a sound system for 3 or 4 minutes before they ever got the show underway. So I have a feeling our halftime is going to be a little extended here, as they'll give them plenty of opportunities to perform their halftime show as they're getting introduced right now. Individual numbers here in the first half. Adam Krozel and Igor Sirkovich led Ridgewood in the first half with 8 points apiece. Anthony Mraz had 4, Mike Lezak 2, Jake Lyacone, Artur Zawada, Moraviak, Justin Santiago, and Adam Yagmore have not scored for the Ridgewood Rebels, who come in with a record of 17-9, and they've won 8 straight. The Silver Streaks lead it here tonight by 8 at the break, thanks to 14 points from Grant Gibson and 8 from Ethan Meeker. Joe Williams off the bench with 4. Trevon Diggins, Marcus Ross, and Tyson Parks each have 2. Denzel Jones, Carson Cheeseman, and Ryan Carl have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who lead it by 8 here at halftime. Elsewhere in the Western Big 6 tonight, the Rock Island Rocks are playing at Peoria Manual. The Moline Maroons, a long road trip of their own down to Lincoln, as the Silver Streaks are here at Ridgewood tonight for their final non-conference game. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to the Chicago suburbs tonight. Jim Lee and I traveling in a 2012 Nissan Murano, all black with good cloth interior, which a lot of people talk about leather, but Jim was commenting on the way about how much he loves the seats, and even with the cloth, he says, he feels like the seats just sort of melt right around him, and He said, I could sit in these seats all day long. So that's just one of the benefits of the 2012 Nissan Murano. As with the black look, very sleek, lots of cargo room in the back for the equipment that we brought up here on the trip. Well, the trip to East Moline last night and then up here to Ridgewood tonight. So plenty of room and plenty of space for seating as well. We invite you to check out the 2012 Nissan Murano at Galesburg Nissan, right next to the Sandberg Mall in Galesburg. Once we get it back into town after, I would say tonight. It'll certainly be after tonight. It might be very well be early tomorrow by the time we get back into town after the long road trip tonight. Silver Streaks, after this non-conference game, have one more game in the regular season, and that'll be next Friday night at Rock Island Alamo. It'll be senior night, and the Pioneers are coming off their big, big win over the Quincy Blue Devils last night, which knocked the Blue Devils out of first place and back into a tie for second with the Silver Streaks, with Rock Island's overtime victory over Moline that secured a share of the Rock's fourth straight conference title. And they play Quincy next week at Rock Island Fieldhouse. Silver Streaks' best hope is to win at Alamo next Friday night. Hope that Quincy beats Rock Island. That would create a three-way tie for first place at the end of the Western Big Six Conference season. So that'll be our final broadcast of the regular season next Friday night. And then don't forget, Galesburg hosts the 3A Regional. So the Silver Streaks will be back in action after next Friday night with a Tuesday night game against the Little Giants of Canton High School. There will be a preliminary game on Monday with Alamon and Geneseo. And then on Tuesday, the winner of that game will play top seed Quincy Notre Dame at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night. And then the Silver Streaks will battle Canton at 7:30 that night. So those are the next two games for the Silver Streaks. Team's finally out of the locker room after the sound delay for a halftime. Let's go down courtside. Jim Lee is with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman for our Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating halftime coaches interview.
All right, Steve Cheeseman here at halftime, and the last quarter and a half especially, we really got it rolling there.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we got our offense going down here. We were able to get out and run and push the ball. We changed defenses there in the second quarter and started playing a little bit more of a switching defense, and that way we could match up with their the three-point shooters a little bit better. And whatever threes they got off, I thought that they were rushed, they weren't in sync. Played a good half against a really, really good basketball team.
We showed 21 rebounds for us at halftime, 11 on the offensive end. I didn't see that coming.
No, and we saw that possibly, you know, a little bit in the scouting that we did, that we could crash the boards, that physically we would be better. And that's got to be, you know, one of those things as a priority for us. Usually who wins the rebound war wins the game, especially on the offensive end. And it breaks their back, too, by getting those stick backs after they played a good series on the defensive end.
And I suppose a reminder, if you even have to at halftime, 8-point lead could go away pretty quick against these guys.
Especially against this kind of ball club that shoots it so well and relies on the three-point shot and who's been successful this year. So, yeah, we got to get right after it and play one possession at a time.
Good first half. Keep it up.
Thanks, Jim.
And our thanks to Steve Cheeseman for joining us here at halftime. Jim Lee has, well, probably a quarter mile to get back up here from all the way at the opposite side of the court to then up at least a flight and a half of stairs to get back up to our broadcast perch here on the track up above the home court of the Ridgewood Rebels. For the Silver Streaks, they'll send Carson Cheeseman, Ryan Carl, Trevon Diggins, Ethan Meeker, and Grant Gibson back out onto the floor to begin the second half. So the five starters there. Justin Santiago and Anthony Mraz for Ridgewood, along with Igor Sirkovic, Adam Krozel, and looks like Mike Moraviak. So the same five who started the game for the Rebels will start the second half as well. And right down below us, it'll be Santiago to inbound it. In fact, they already ran 3 seconds off the third quarter clock. Now they get it reset back to 8, and we are ready to get the second half underway with the Silver Streaks leading the Rebels 32-24. Ridgewood with the ball to begin the third quarter. Pass goes into the backcourt to Anthony Mraz. Trevon Diggins picks him up at the top of the circle defensively. Now a switch defensively with Ryan Carl. Left side, down low, intended for Krozel. Diggins goes for it. Krozel lays it up and in. And good offensive movement by the Rebels to start off the third quarter as they cut the lead to 6. Galesburg breaks the full court press. Ethan Meeker into the front court. Carl driving right baseline. Cut off. Bad pass. Stolen away by Moraviak. And here come the Rebels trying to cut into this 6-point lead at the top of the circle. Down to Krozel. Skip it back out to Santiago on the right wing. Now Cheeseman gets a hand on him. Bad pass, stolen away. Good anticipation by Trevon Diggins. Right side to Gibson up and in. Good pass from Trevon to lead Gibson in stride for the basket.
So just when it looked like Ridgewood might
cut the lead in half quickly. Trevon Esteel leads Grant. We're back up by 8.
34-26. 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. Step back three by Meraz off the back of the rim, and the long rebound out to Diggins. Quick shot by Ridgewood that time. Front court quickly. Carl driving left baseline. Cut off, trying to spin, get the up and under. Passes it on the give and go to Gibson. Knocked out of his hands on the way into the lane, and a reach-in foul on the arm. And Grant will go to the line shooting two.
You know, I thought the defensive end, when you called it, you made a good assessment there, because what you said at the beginning of the game, Mike Reynolds saying, we want them to maybe be moving back on their three. Step back three by Meraz. You're not going to hit a whole lot of those.
Santiago with a reach-in foul, his first and the first on either team here in the second half. Neither team got in the bonus in the first half. So, again, a testament to the style of play that the officials have let it go here tonight. But, again, it hasn't been at the expense of anything that should have been called. It's just been a well-played, enjoyable game to watch.
Yeah, it might actually work in our favor a little bit. Because of the guard spot. I know Trevon and Denzel have been able to be pretty aggressive in getting their arms in there and countering some passes. A lot of times, though, if you get referees calling that ticky-tack foul out high, it limits your aggressiveness on the ball.
Bad pass by Sirkovich behind Meraz on the sideline, who couldn't handle it. He lost it out of bounds after Gibson made two free throws at the other end to put Galesburg up by 10. Ridgewood turns it over for the second time in the quarter after having only 5 in the first half, and Galesburg with a chance to build on this double-digit lead here. 36-26, Cheeseman with a high dribble in the backcourt. Wasn't even guarded that closely. Now Gibson has it at the left high post. Reverses
nice.
To the right side. Good look down
Absolutely.
Low. Carl up and in.
Nice. Good look from Grant Gibson. He's just lethal in that high post if he can find somebody.
38-26. Galesburg by a dozen. After Ridgewood got the first basket of the second half, the Streaks have scored 6 straight. Now Gibson nearly
Ooh.
With a steal and a tough foul called and a reach on Sirkovich. That's the first foul of the game on Gibson.
Yeah. Yeah, that was if the things that they've let go, that would think that would fall into that category, but it wasn't that time.
On the sideline right below us, Krozel on the inbound onto the wing. It goes to Meraz, works his way around, loses Diggins, so Meeker picks him up defensively. Now Meraz trying to shake Meeker on the outside, gets it down to the baseline instead on the giveaway to Moraviak. Tough pass intended for Lezak, cutting in from the right side. Now kicks it back out to Meraz. Good defense by the Silver Streaks. Ridgewood has to reset the offense here. Meraz on the outside leaning in on Carl, and they're going to have a foul away from the ball, I believe, on Cheeseman. Or did they call that on Ryan? Boy, that was a tough call on Ryan, I thought.
Meraz leaned in.
He sure did.
Ryan's just a foul magnet. I swear half the fouls he's gotten this year really it's just because he's 6'5".
And just big men just naturally get tired. Well, it must be a foul. He's a big man, right?
Yeah. Well, and he does. He stands straight up and down a lot of times. He doesn't flail his arms much, but he gets a lot of fouls called on him.
Tough shot by Meraz and a good box out by Carl to come down with that rebound. Silver Streaks by a dozen with the ball here. Meeker loses his man on the outside, drives in from the right side. It's blocked from behind. Ethan battling for the ball, saves it on the sideline, and then the official's going to say, that he stepped on the end line as he fell out of bounds trying to save it to a teammate.
Rebound to turnover or team rebound for Ridgewood?
I guess I just give them a rebound.
All right.
All right, so Ridgewood hanging in there, still down a dozen here.
It'd be pretty tough to get charged with a turnover on that.
Down low, and there is a turnover. Oh, again,
so
Meeker
close.
Right on the end line under the basket, falling out of bounds as he came up with the steal.
Oh,
and I guess
funny.
The toe just got right on the baseline, so he does it on both ends.
One of the rare moments of expression from Ethan Meeker. Yeah. He actually kind of shook his head and turned it sideways. I mean, usually he's so stoic, but that time he was a little frustrated.
Driving in from the right side, Meraz wasn't uncontested by any means, but he does get the shot up down low. Trevon went for a steal out high, and that gave Meraz just enough of a step to make the drive to the basket and get it up and in. Gibson into the front court. Left side pass over to Cheeseman. Bounces it onto the wing to Diggins. He'll drive inside. Around a screen from Carl. Shoots the 12-footer, and that one's off the back of the rim. Moraviak with a rebound for Ridgewood. Down by 10. 4.5 minutes to go. Third quarter. Ridgewood with the ball. Driving in. Give and go. And a tough pass by Krozel, trying to cut into Lezak coming in from the right side. He bounced it too hard to him, and Lezak kicked it out of bounds. And yet somehow Ridgewood's going to hang on to the ball here. I don't quite understand that one. So from the left of the backboard, Moraviak will inbound. Here's Sirkovich coming back into the game for Ridgewood. As Alex Taraska wasn't on the floor very long, he's back onto the bench now. Moraviak looking, lobs it out high. Mraz breaks free of Joe Williams to chase down the inlet pass. Tough pass into the left corner, wide open. Good look from Mraz, but a missed three-pointer. Now under the basket. Krozel comes down with a rebound, gets it out to Moraviak, drains a three. And a 30-second timeout called by the Rebels with 4:16 to go in the third quarter. They've cut the Galesburg lead down to seven.
Man, Krozel got away with a push that time that helped him get that rebound to kick it out and get the three. So after being up by 12 streaks, the lead has been cut down to seven now. I want to mention that our transportation being brought to us this weekend, by as always, by the folks at Galesburg Nissan. Traveling as we did last night in the same vehicle, it was just so nice. I couldn't even take it back to the dealership. I just drove it home.
I talked at halftime about how much you love those seats, how comfortable it is, yeah. How comfortable of a drive it is.
Yeah, it really is. And the seats are warm enough, they're plush enough, that you really don't even need heated seats on this particular unit. It's the black 2011 Nissan Murano, certified pre-owned, and there's a turnover.
Yep, Streaks with a home run pass as Joe Williams threw an outlet to Trevon Diggins, chasing it down court, but Williams overthrew it.
Yeah, as soon as he let that go, I saw Trevon. I don't think even Trevon could catch up with that thing, and he did get a hand on it only because it was Trevon. Nobody else would have even gotten near that ball Joe let fly that time.
So as a result, with nobody touching it, Ridgewood's going to get it underneath their own basket after the Galesburg turnover. Lob on the inbound to Moraviak. Backdoor cut. And then Mraz couldn't handle it, so he has to dish it back out, driving in, and the shot goes down for Krozel. 38-33. Ridgewood scored seven in a row to cut the lead to five. Here's Williams, cut off at the free throw line. Dishes it out to Diggins on the right wing. He'll skip it back out to Williams. Under 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Left side, Ethan Meeker. In the corner, trying to work around a Marcus Ross screen. Ethan dribbles it back out high and gives away to Grant Gibson. Now hands off to Diggins. Driving in from the right side. Lost it on the way in. And I think it was Lezak who reached in there and knocked it loose. Ninth turnover on the streaks at the other end. Cirkovich forces it up from the low blocks. And a foul on Galesburg puts him at the free throw line. And this game favoring the Rebels right now. They've got the momentum.
Yeah, as we said, you get a lead against these guys. If you let them back in, they'll get there quickly. Three turnovers by the streaks.
Yeah.
And the first two they've turned into points. And they're about to here with a couple of free throws coming.
Cirkovich with 8 points in the game has not scored in the second half, and he misses the first free throw.
The one thing we have going is I mean, we've had good balance, but the bottom line is they can't stop Grant Gibson very much. He's having his way with them, and I think anytime we really need a basket, he's going to have a great opportunity to provide that throughout this game.
Well, he's got four of the 6 points, and he has an assist on the other basket. Streaks need to get him involved again. 38-34. One of two free throws for Cirkovich. It's an 8-0 run by the Rebels, and they've cut the 12-point lead down to four. Meeker gives off to Williams under 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Denzel Jones back into the game. Meeker with it now on the right side. Works around a Jones screen with a left-hand dribble out high to Grant Gibson. Had Williams flash into the basket along the baseline. They keep the ball on the outside for right now. Williams with it now, into the lane, cut off inside the free throw line, big step, kept the pivot foot down, gives off to Gibson driving in from the right side, shot rolls off, and a rebound foul
Krozel.
On Krozel, who reached out and grabbed Trevon Diggins going for the rebound.
Yeah, to me, Krozel's been a big part of their resurgence here, and a lot of it's just been his physicality, and as I said, on at least one of those baskets, he got away with a push off and a kick out for three, so keep your eye on Krozel. He's playing very physical right now.
His second foul of the game, second foul on Ridgewood here in the second half. Gibson pulls up at the high post, gets blocked by Cirkovich, ball hits the deck, Lezak picks it up for Ridgewood. So here come the Rebels, down four with the ball. No-look pass underneath, Cirkovich up and in. Good look from Mraz, who cut him in, saw him cutting in from the right side, and it's a two-point game.
10 straight for Ridgewood?
Yep. 38-36. Five before the timeout, 5 cents. Williams yep. travels in the lane. He faked the handoff left and then kept the ball and tried to make the pass right, but in the meantime, he took one step too many, and they've turned it over for three times in the last five possessions.
Sometimes you have too many choices, and that was the case with Joe that time. Man on his right and left and really couldn't decide what he was going to do, and by the time he did, he traveled.
Cirkovich out high at the top of the circle. Good look down low again, and we're tied after Krozel gets the lay-in.
Well, they just completely broken our defense down the last two trips.
12 in a row for the Rebels, who tie it up at 38. Diggins into the front court. Tough pass into the interior. Batted away from Meeker. Jones picks up the loose ball. Drives down the lane and up and in. And that breaks the run. And the Streaks call a timeout with 2:04 to go in the third quarter.
Mike's been waiting for that basket to get a timeout. He hates to call a timeout when the other team's on a run. It's kind of a concession, I think, to the run. And so here he likes to get us back on top. Denzel, a nice move. I was glad to see him when he had a free throw line. Go ahead and take it strong down the paint. Get the basket and break that streak.
So 40-38 is where we stand. 2:04 to go here in this third quarter. Just a 30-second timeout. Nice that they've got the sound system going again after the problems at halftime. We talked about this facility. Lots of rafters up high here where we are. In a way, it's kind of an industrial-looking facility. It's certainly a multi-purpose facility with the big floor down below us. Jim, you mentioned the depth that goes in both end zones and even a good, 14 feet maybe from the sidelines to where the bleachers start and then the track that runs around here. It's
well,
great facility.
Probably 40 feet from the baseline to the end of the building on both sides. One time the ball got knocked after a basket. Carson Cheeseman had to go chase it about halfway back there. He flew up here to just get the ball inbounds.
Streaks for the steal at half court. They do a good job defensively as Denzel Jones drives in from the right side. Nice job by Moraviak to get back defensively and batted away. It goes out of bounds as Denzel was moving to the basket. See, there you go again. Yeah. Grant's got to chase that one down all the way to the wall.
Almost went down the hallway and out.
So third turnover by Ridgewood here in the third quarter, but their first since very early on in the second half. Gibson out high to Joe Williams, under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Denzel Jones on the right side, Trevon Diggins stops at the high post, gets it over to Grant. Now on the left side, Ethan Meeker on the wing. Top of the circle, Denzel Jones. Right side, Joe Williams. Lots of movement by the Silver Streaks in this half-court possession. See if they can pick Ridgewood apart defensively and find an opening. Trevon around a screen from Gibson, who was moving left. He passes it left over to Meeker on the wing instead. Drives, gives it back off to Grant in the lane. Has it knocked out of his hands twice. Picks it up. Forces up a shot. Rolls off. Denzel gets a hand on the rebound. And now a foul over the back on Galesburg. We'll send it back Ridgewood's direction.
You know, Ridgewood playing some very good defense right now and getting a whole lot of body on that, too. There were a few fouls in there that may have gone, but you got to admire what Ridgewood is doing to get back in this game. They're playing very hard, and they've changed their defense up.
Second foul on Grant Gibson. Down the lane, and almost a steal by Ethan Meeker, but instead the ball, in a flash of a second, gets to Sirkovich in time to lay it in, and we're tied again at 40. Williams across midcourt. Stops on the wing. Reverses directions back to Trevon. Low pass. Good job by Trevon. Now it's poked away from behind and a foul called on Mraz, his second. And that's a third team foul on the Rebels. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Tied at 40. Silver Streaks were ahead by 12 at 38-26. They've been outscored 14-2 since then. Four second half turnovers have hurt the cause here. Now Diggins double teamed out high, but somehow gets the ball over to Grant Gibson. He's double teamed. Ridgewood reaches in, steals it away. Moraviak misses the layup at the other end. Denzel Jones with a rebound. Silver Streaks into the front court, down to 35 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Big break for the Silver Streaks on that miss. Diggins on the left hand dribble on the wing, down to 27 seconds to go, third quarter. Meeker on the outside. And another reach-in foul called on Mraz as Ethan swung the ball down low and Mraz reached in, poked it away, picked up his third foul.
You know, Mike Reynolds trying to get his team through this bad stretch here at the end of the quarter. I'm sure he'll be happy to have the quarter break and 60 seconds to talk things over here a little bit. Ridgewood playing with great intensity and really pressuring the ball a lot harder right now.
On the left side, Williams in the corner, down to 18 seconds to go. Cut off at the free throw line. Now Jones, now Diggins. 14 seconds to go. Back out to Williams in the midcourt circle with 11. Joe puts the ball on the floor, working his way left toward the Galesburg bench with 8 seconds to go. Outside, Diggins driving down the right side. Scoops it up. Jones pump fakes. Puts it up and in. Under a second to go, and that's the end of the third quarter. Good basket by the Silver Streaks. As they go up by two at the end of three, 42-40. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. The free music morning program returns to Galesburg's Public Library on Saturday the 23rd. Designed to inspire kids in preschool through fifth grade, it features the violin with Louise Polet, Knox Galesburg Symphony Concertmaster and soloist. Get the details at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
WGIL congratulates Karen Brittingham of Galesburg, who won $25 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations, Karen, from WGIL.
Galesburg by two as we start the fourth quarter. 42-40 your score. Streaks with the ball. Jones on the outside, no changes for the Silver Streaks personnel-wise at the end of the third quarter. Down low, good position by Gibson. Pump fake up and in. 20 in the game for Grant Gibson. Galesburg now back on top by four.
Boy, nice to get those big buckets from Denzel just before the quarter break, and a quick one from Grant coming out of the quarter.
Quick pass into the front court. Moraviak, right corner, skips it left corner. Sirkovic drives past Jones, tries to shovel it through the lane. It's deflected back to him, and then hands off to Krozel, who lays it up and in. Eight in the half. 16 for the game for Adam Krozel. Back to a two-point game.
And Sirkovic, really good interior passer that time. No look across the lane, and now Trevon travels, and here comes Ridgewood with a chance to tie.
Trevon started to step into the defense and then trying to pass the ball away. It looks like he just did a little hop step with the foot behind him. So now 44-42, Galesburg by two, 7:15 to go into the game. Into the front court, right side, double team, nearly a steal. They get it away. Now Ridgewood has numbers, and now a travel called on Krozel as he tried to wheel the ball around from left to right, work past his man, and he dragged his pivot foot.
Well, they did what we did there once in that third quarter. They worked the ball well, got the advantage, but then had too big of an advantage and ended up traveling with it.
Deflected out of bounds in the backcourt. Galesburg will hang on to that. The official hasn't given the signal yet, but clearly Moraviak reached back and deflected it out of bounds.
Coach Moraz saying Joe Williams touched it, and I'm not too sure he didn't.
You think so?
Oh, Joe.
Well, then he throws it away on the inbound, and somehow Sirkovic couldn't handle it, and Gibson manages to pick it up. Into the front court, Meathan for three, and Meeker couldn't knock it down, but the rebound deflected out to Gibson from the low blocks, up and in. Fourth rebound of the game.
As always, Grant working the boards.
46-42, Galesburg by four. Bounce pass right side to Santiago. Dribbles it back out high. Nearly double team. Gets it away. Skip pass out. Good pass down low. There's Mraz again with a no-look feed underneath to Krozel. Lays it up and in.
Really nice. Not only to be able to have your peripheral vision, but he's strong. He threw that ball hard at an angle.
And now Gibson with a layup to Diggins on the other end as the Streaks break the press, and a good feed from Gibson to find Diggins cutting in for the layup.
Just like you run that one in practice, that was textbook by the Streaks on the quick break.
48-44, Streaks by four, approaching the six-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Moraviak out high, gets it over to Sirkovic, guarded by Denzel Jones. Sirkovic pushes off, and there it is. Yep. I didn't know if he was going to get away with it or not. He just picked up his second foul and the 10th Ridgewood turnover.
And Coach Reynolds going with this lineup. Well, now Denzel sits down, but the one that gave us the boost in the first quarter defensively with Denzel coming in there and the guards with Williams and Diggins, and he got some mileage out of it to open this fourth quarter. Lead up to four, and the Streaks have the ball.
A little token pressure on the ball in the backcourt. Streaks get it into the front court with Joe Williams. Now on the outside, Marcus Ross back in as he replaced Jones for Galesburg. 5:45 to go in the game. Streaks with the ball and a four-point lead. Diggins. Grant comes out for it to take the pass. Dribbles a couple of times left. Hands off to Meeker. Ethan trying to lose his man between the legs with the dribble. Knocked away briefly. Gets it back to Gibson. On the outside, Ross for three.
Either out of way, Marcus. And a nice kick out by Grant Gibson. He drew a double team down there. Popped it out to Marcus, who hit the big shot.
First basket of the game for the senior. Galesburg by 7, 51-44. They've scored seven straight here, and now Mraz has it poked away from Gibson out of bounds.
Boy, mark of a good player. Mraz just got a little sloppy there for a minute. Got that dribble in front of him, and Grant, big swat, knocked it clear out of bounds.
should say a 7-2 run by the Silver Streaks. It was 44-42. Here's a lob into the backcourt. Higgins pokes it into the front court, chases it down, and lays it up.
Thing of beauty, Trevon on a fast break because no one's going to catch him.
It's now a 9-2 run as the Silver Streaks build a two-point lead up to 9 again. 53-44, 5 minutes still to go in the game. Mraz on the dribble out high, lost it. And then over to the right side, picking it up, Moraviak, and Coach Chris Mraz calls a timeout. A full timeout, just under 5 minutes to play in the game, Streaks by 9. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball at WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
WGIL congratulates Karen Masmanian of Galesburg, who won $30 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
53-44, Galesburg by 9. With just under 5 minutes to go in the game, Jim.
This is like a boxing match because the Streaks got that nice 12-point lead. Ridgewood comes back hard, gets it tied, and then so many times we see this happen. You've got two good teams. You make the move to get it tied, and then all of a sudden there's that counterpunch. Well, the Streaks have certainly thrown the counterpunch here with this run to get the lead back up to 9. This has been a good start to this fourth quarter.
And the Streaks defending the interior much better than they were throughout that third quarter when the Rebels really picked them apart. Here's a double-team foul on the Silver Streaks on the outside, and they'll end up whistling that one on Marcus Ross. So that's his fourth. And the 15 foul on Galesburg, and again, wide open under the basket, and a complete whiff by Lezak. He was wide open, cutting to the basket, and Ethan Meeker rebounded the miss, and now a push foul called under the basket, and this will be against Krozel on Marcus Ross, and that's the third of the game on Adam Krozel, and the 16 foul on Ridgewood.
That's the third called one. It's about the 10th foul, actually, on Krozel, and he couldn't believe that one. Guys, he shoved him with his hip and threw out his palms like, why? What did I do?
Well, you know, I guess when you get away with it long enough during the game.
You don't know the difference.
You are surprised when it's finally called. Here's Williams on the outside after the inbound, worked his way all the way to the right. Meeker with a hesitation drive in the lane, off balance, missed the shot, and there's Krozel with a rebound. His third of the game. Streaks missed a chance to go up 11 there. A little pressure on the backcourt. Now Mraz will bring it into the front court. Driving down the lane with a left hand and a foul on the floor ahead of that. And that's 16 fouls on Galesburg, I believe. This one on Diggins. And that's just his first.
Tyson Park's going to check into the game, give Marcus Ross a rest.
Don't want him to foul out in the game here with 4:25 to go.
Marcus done a nice job. Tyson will give you a couple of really good athletic minutes here.
And he is guarding Sirkovic on the outside. And he's got the hands flailing all over the place. And Sirkovic finally gives way to Mraz on the dribble. Dribbling in on Trevon Diggins. Right side dishes it out under the wing to Moraviak. Pulls up at the high post. Shoots off the back of the rim. And the rebound now to Ethan Meeker, who covers up for his fifth rebound of the game. Galesburg up 9 with the ball halfway through the fourth quarter. 53-44. Gibson over to Meeker on the left wing. Meeker dribbles it back out high. Now Parks. Right side Diggins around a screen from Tyson. Trevon still with the dribble, now starting to inch his way back to the right, works his way back toward midcourt. Meeker, bullet pass into the lane, deflected by Moraviak, back out to Diggins. Meeker, left side corner, Joe Williams. Here comes the trap, and the Streaks call timeout. 3:38 to go in the game. Still a 9-point lead, 53-44. Galesburg stopping the action with a full timeout of their own. Leading on by 9 here at Ridgewood, you're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg sophomores winners here tonight by 9, 59-50, and that's the varsity lead as well. 9 points, 53-44 with 3:38 to go here in the fourth quarter, coming out of a full timeout by the Silver Streaks. Joe Williams will inbound toward the end of the bench. Good look on the inbound to Grant Gibson. Looked like he lost it on the way up, and then Krozel just steps inside to get the rebound away from Grant. Just missed it. Looks like he just kind of lost the handle on it on the way up. Otherwise, the Streaks are up double digits. Still on top by 9, Ridgewood. No-look pass down low. Cut off. Moraviak gets it back out to Moraz. Right corner, Moraviak for 3. Short. Rebound, Sirkovich. Ducks underneath Parks. Comes from the backside to block it out of bounds. Still Ridgewood ball, though.
Good recovery, though, by Parks. Sirkovich got inside of him, and Tyson from the backside swatted it out of bounds.
On the inbound, Sirkovich out high to Moraz, leaning in on Diggins. He's just sort of bullying his way into the lane, and a foul called on the floor will be a push against Galesburg. And Anthony Moraz will shoot 2 free throws here. Second foul of the game on Trevon Diggins.
Now, Coach Moraz wanted the foul called right in front of him on Trevon and was pleading his case for the official, and then when Moraz went down the lane, that's when Trevon got the foul. So I don't know if that was a makeup call or he talked him into it or whether it's actually the real deal.
Only 6 points in the game for the junior, Anthony Moraz. He's 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Missed the first one there. Second one up. Much better arch on that one, and he drains it. 53-45, Galesburg by 8. Full court press by the Rebels. Deflected in the backcourt. Now Gibson bats it over to Ethan Meeker to save it from the turnover. Meeker hands off to Williams. Bad spot in the front court. Here comes the trap. Gets it away to Meeker. Now Diggins on the right side. He'll dribble away from the corner. Weaves his way inside the arc and back out. Now onto the left side it goes to Joe Williams with under 2:50 to go in the game. Williams right side pass. I don't know if it was intended for Meeker or Parks. Parks came out from the low post thinking it was for him, and he ended up knocking it out of bounds.
Yeah, Parks didn't know that Meeker was behind him.
Yep.
He was just trying to save it, so you can't blame him on that. Turnover those Streaks, and Ridgewood had a chance to climb closer.
Down 8, 2:40 to go in the game. It's the 13th turnover on Galesburg. On the left side, Moraz shook Diggins on the outside and then driving in. Nice poke out by Grant Gibson to save what would have potentially been an easy basket.
Now, this Ridgewood team, I would say, if you put them on the Western Big Six, they remind me a little bit of Moline. Maybe a little more firepower, but Quincy maybe when Quincy was healthy. They're not quite Rock Island on a good night, but they're pretty good.
Trevon chases down a deflection. A tough pass to Anthony Moraz out high, went through his hands, and Trevon came underneath, went all the way to the outside to chase down the steal in front of the Ridgewood bench. Under 2.5 minutes to go in the game, Streaks with the ball and an 8-point lead. Williams backs up near half court, draws a trap, tries to get it into Meeker.
Touch pass over
to Diggins up and in.
Boy, there's good basketball sense there with Meeker. Caught the ball before he even hit the ground and flipped it over to Trevon for the layup.
6 points in the quarter for Diggins. Galesburg by 10, and it's still there after a miss at the other end off the back of the rim. Joe Williams with the rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks trying to build on the lead. Meeker stops inside the arc, pulls it back out with under 2 minutes to go in the game. Now Diggins down the left side, dumps it over to Gibson. And deflected away, bad pass in the lane, stolen away by Ridgewood. Into the front court, Moraviak fake, steps to the left, fires a 3, banks it in. And a timeout called by the Rebels.
Now that was probably the shot of the game for Ridgewood. It keeps them in the game now, down 7 with 1:42 to go. 30-second timeout taken by Ridgewood. And unfortunately for us, you know, on the other end, we'd like to take a little time off. But if you've got a great opportunity toward the basket, you like to take it. But Trevon, maybe if he'd have just thrown the ball straight rather than going with a soft bounce pass, he might get that bucket for Gibson down there, but he just didn't get enough on it. So that's a 5-point swing. We go from getting a layup to giving up a 3, and instead of being, well, we're up 7 now instead of being up 12.
Well, and I still don't mind pulling the ball back out a little bit because next foul puts Galesburg at the free throw line for the rest of the game. And, I mean, you're right, Jim. You've got an opportunity.
Yeah.
A high percentage shot. You want to go for it, but it still was defended. There was one defender in there as Diggins and Gibson were both going to the lane. But we'll see what happens here. Full court press by Ridgewood. Williams runs the baseline on the inbound to Meeker. Gives it back to the sophomore Williams into the front court. Right into 4 white jerseys. Somehow the ball gets deflected over to Grant Gibson. He draws a double team. Gets it over to Meeker in the left corner. Bounces it back out to Williams. Minute and a half to go in the game.
I don't know. It's just because we're sitting up high. A lot of these passes are making me really nervous today. I don't know why.
They sure seem awfully close on the bounce and just outside the reach of a couple of Ridgewood defenders as now Mike Lezak reaches around the backside of Trevon Diggins. Don't think they haven't scouted the Silver Streaks and know to put Trevon at the line here.
Yeah, because normally you don't just go ahead and foul maybe quite that quick with 1:20 to go, but as soon as Trevon got it, yeah, they went ahead and fouled him, although he hit a couple earlier in this one.
48, just under 49% of the season from the free throw line. On the 1-1, he missed it. And the rebound, Serkovic. So down 7. Ridgewood with a chance to get a little bit closer, and Coach Mike Reynolds barking from the sideline. I know the officials are going to come over and talk things over. And I'm still not sure what that was all about, but Ridgewood's going to have to inbound at half court. Mike's got a smile on his face.
Whatever it was, I think he's saying, my bad. Maybe he thought we got a two-shot foul. I don't know.
Well, maybe he was, yeah. Yeah, he's not unhappy about it. It's not a smile of concession. He understands whatever was called there. And Meraz misses the three. Williams gets the rebound, and he's fouled from the backside on a reach by Lezak again. And that's third. Big miss by Anthony Meraz, as that would have cut the lead to 4. And now Joe Williams gets a 1-1 here with a chance to push that lead up a little bit with 62 seconds to go in the game.
Yeah, Meraz has had a tough shooting night.
Yep. 68% of the season for Joe Williams to the free throw line. 4 dribbles on the floor, spins it, puts it up, good rotation, and makes it. First point of the second half for Williams, who has only 3 points tonight, but he's been instrumental. Sorry, 5 points. He had 2 free throws in the first quarter. 56-48, makes them both. 57-48, Silver Streaks by 9. Minute to go in the game. Be a big win on the road for the Silver Streaks against a team that's won 8 in a row. Serkovic from 3 off the back of the rim. Long rebound out to Meraz at the high post, forces it up and hits it. Ridgewood does not call timeout. They inbound it, and Grant Gibson fouled on the near sideline below us, and that'll be foul number 3 on the game on Serkovic with 44.8 seconds to go. Galesburg by 7. And Gibson shooting the final 1-1 of the game on the 9th team foul.
Yeah, absolutely. We put ourselves in the position now. Make free throws, we go home a winner. Joe Williams did it on the last trip with 2, and Grant will try and knock down 1 or 2 right here.
76% of the season for Grant Gibson. First one up and rolls out. A little bit short, just got over the rim and then popped out. Krozel with his 6th rebound. And the Silver Streaks trying to protect the lead. There's a basket down low. It's 57-52, 35 seconds to go. And Ross double-teamed, then has it knocked out of his hands. And a quick foul called as they darn near had the turnover down there right below us in the near corner. But it's going to be a reach foul on Meraz, and that's 4 on the game on him. And that'll put Marcus Ross at the free throw line, who's an even 50% on the season. He shot only 28 free throws all year.
You know, glad to see us reach that double bonus after we missed the front ends of 2 of our last 3 1-1s.
Marcus dribbles it 3 times, crouches, shoots, and air balls it. That one looked like it was off to the right. Didn't even look like he was square with that one.
Okay, let's see. Now that's our 4th guy that's got an air ball free this year. I don't think I've ever seen so many of those.
Not a stat we want to be keeping track of. Second one by Ross is a lot harder to make after that one, and he missed it off the back of the rim. And
here they come.
Krozel chases down the rebound. A 5-point Galesburg lead. Meraz into the front court with 28 seconds to go. Dribbling right. Now works his way to the top of the circle. Backs up. Streaks forcing him to run some time here. Behind the dribble. Inside the free throw line. Shot rolls off. Rebound batted out to Diggins. Outlets to Joe Williams. Streaks have numbers. Joe steps in front of the man. Lays it up and in with 11 seconds to go. And that ought to be enough to do it.
Big sequence.
Down to 8 seconds to go. Meraz pulls up for 3. And that one's off the rim. Rebound knocked around. Fought for. Saved by Ross. Throws it off Krozel. Out of bounds. And that's the ball game. A flurry at the end by Ridgewood trying to get back into the game, and they had a couple of opportunities. Couldn't knock them down on their home court, and the Streaks come away with a big road win, 59-52, their 17th win of the season, and they snap Ridgewood's 8-game winning streak. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewanee. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
That's someone enjoying a wonderful meal at McDonald's. That's someone enjoying a refreshing Coca-Cola for only a dollar. And that's the harmonious flavor of McDonald's and any size icy cold Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea for just a dollar. It's hard to describe it any other way. The simple joy of... A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewanee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen.
Here is the official WGIL forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight and a low around 16. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high around 39. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and a low around 32. For Monday, your President's Day, cloudy skies, a chance of rain in the morning and a high around 48. Then Monday night, cloudy, a chance of rain still in the evening, a low of 25. And Tuesday, sunny and a high around 30. Right now, we're at 23.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
That was a little ugly down the stretch, but the Silver Streaks get the job done, winning 59-52. A real key point in the game, the third quarter, is a 12-point lead went by the wayside very quickly. The Rebels scored 12 in a row to tie the game at 38. And the Silver Streaks responded, getting two of the final three baskets in the third quarter. And then up only two early in the fourth quarter. Had a little 9-2 run that put them back up by 9. And it was mostly comfortable the rest of the way, Jim. Ridgewood still took a run at the Silver Streaks and made us a little nervous there, especially after some missed free throws late in the fourth quarter. But Galesburg gets it done. This is a really good win on the road tonight.
It is. This is a good Ridgewood team. As we said, they'd won 8 in a row coming in, and a very athletic team, a team that you had to guard all over the court. I would guess on any given night they could have any of 3 or 4 guys be their leading scorers. A good, strong interior passing team. I don't think they had their best night shooting, but not their worst. They were 44% from the field. But I think Mraz was a little frustrated tonight by Trevon Diggins.
I'm sure he's the first.
Yeah, we've seen that on a number of occasions this year because Trevon is so quick and he's very strong, and he's just not going to let you do some of the things that you might do against other teams. And so I think it kind of started out there. But we weathered the storm in that late third quarter when they went on that run to get the game tied and were able to bounce back, get the bucket at the end of the third quarter, the first bucket to start the fourth, and then worked our way into a little run of our own to build that lead back up. And then at that point, Ridgewood has to play chase. They have a little more pressure on them. And, yeah, we didn't play perfect basketball by any means down the stretch. We had a couple of ill-advised turnovers. We had missed free throws on 1-1 a couple of times. Ridgewood just didn't hit a couple of shots that would have made this a 2 or 3 point game, and we might still be broadcasting right now. Because it would have been close to being an overtime, but they missed a couple of key shots, and then we were able to get it down and close this thing out. And a good win, like we said, against a team that you put these guys in the Western Big Six, I think they'd be right there at the top of the standings with Galesburg, Quincy, and Rock Island this year. They were very, very well-balanced, very good defensive team. And I feel fortunate to come out here with a win. And I think we had to play, by and large, a real good game here tonight to win this.
And did play a good game. Not only had to, but did. Our post-game statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Jim Lee, team numbers first.
All right, the Silver Streaks end up 43% from the field, at least my quick calculations here, 22 out of 51. We had Ridgewood at 21 out of 48, 44%, so the shooting just about even. Both teams missed some gimmies tonight. In fact, actually, Ridgewood missed a few more bunnies than I think they probably did. We were able to dodge a few bullets there on layups that I can't think they missed very often, but they did tonight. Rebounds, we were strong, 31-25 edge on the glass. Yeah. But a big change, one thing Ridgewood did a whole lot better in the second half was rebound defensively. We had 11 offensive rebounds in the first half, only three in the second half. So obviously Coach Mraz addressed that, I think, above all things in the locker room there at halftime with his team, and they did not let us have many second or third chances there. So we won the rebounding battle, and the turnovers, I had us with 14 when this was over, and Ridgewood was just 10. So there's a team in Ridgewood that
had him for 12, actually.
Okay. They take pretty good care of the ball, and we were able to actually turn. I'm trying to think. Are there 12 turnovers? I would guess on at least four of those occasions we got transition points going the other way, and that's always good for us. And I think I've mentioned it before. I think really, I mean, Grant Gibson's a constant. Ethan Meeker, when he's shooting the three-pointers, is a big lift. It's a variable. But to me, when we're really at our best, Trevon is doing his thing. And I think tonight he was able to do that on a number of occasions.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he had some help, certainly. Denzel was really good off the bench with a lot of energy. And we had a lot of contributions, but again, Trevon gives us that little extra and above what we've come to expect from Grant. I mean, Grant's our best player. I mean, he's terrific, but when you get the little pieces in place where Ethan hits a couple of threes on a given night, Trevon gets a couple of steals and layups, then you become a very, very good team.
Yeah. Finishing off the team numbers, Ridgewood on their home court, not so great from three-point range, which is one of their strengths. 5 out of 15 from behind the arc and only 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks, 50% from three-point range. Didn't take a whole lot of them, but knocked down the ones that they did. Made 5 out of 10 from behind the arc and 10 of 14 from the free throw line. Streaks didn't miss a free throw until the fourth quarter. So that wasn't the best time to be missing them by any means, but overall, for the most part, they were pretty good from the free throw line as well. 10 out of 14 there. Individual scoring, start off with Ridgewood. Adam Krozel finished with 18. Igor Sirkovic finished with 13. Anthony Mraz had a hard-earned 9 tonight. Mike Moraviak had 6. Good job by the Silver Streaks on him defensively, because he can really light it up from the outside, and the Streaks limited him to only 2 3-point baskets. Mike Lezak off the bench had 6, and nobody else scored. Adam Yagmore, Justin Santiago, Alex Taraska, Arthur Zawada, and Jake Lyakon all played but did not score for the Rebels. Silver Streaks were led by 22 points from Grant Gibson. He's the only Silver Streak in double figures. But, Jim, you talked about the balance. Trevon Diggins, Ethan Meeker, and Joe Williams all had 8 tonight. Marcus Ross finished with 5, and he had some huge rebounds off the bench in the first quarter and finished with 7 boards tonight. And hit a big 3 there in the fourth quarter as well that helped give Galesburg a little bit of breathing room as Ridgewood was starting a bit of a comeback. Denzel Jones off the bench with 4 tonight. Tyson Parks and Ryan Carl each had 2. Carson Cheeseman, the only Silver Streak who played tonight who did not score. So, again, that's good balance by the Silver Streaks to get points from pretty much everybody on the floor. And Carson, who averages less than a point a game, you know, if you get even a basket from him, then that's something. So it's not unusual that he doesn't score. But to get points from everybody else who scored, even 4 points off the bench from Denzel, 5 from Marcus, that adds up, and it makes a big difference in a 7-point win.
It really does, and it was truly a team win here tonight, and it had to be against this very, very good Ridgewood team. So a very good weekend for the Silver Streaks, and we'll get Mike Reynolds' thoughts about it coming up here in just a minute or two.
Now, barring the Streaks going into Alleman next Friday and stubbing their toes, which we certainly don't want to think about that.
Just ask Quincy.
Right. But, I really like where Galesburg is. with postseason play coming up in a week and a half.
Yeah, we've bounced back nicely because we were talking on the way up here how coming off of the King tournament, there were just a lot of questions. We weren't sure whether the team had taken a little downturn and was going to finish the season underachieving or where we were at. But since that time, we have really played some of our best basketball of the season. And, you know, I felt a little bit at times watching this one like we were playing Taylorville because we on their home court, we led that game for most of it. But then as Ridgewood came back, got it tied, I wondered if maybe we weren't going to let this one slip away like we did at the Christmas tournament down there. Well, we didn't let that happen. We didn't let them get over the hump here tonight. We were able to come back with a rally of our own and win this. And hopefully that's a sign of this team maturing and making a little bit more in the way of strides against some of these good teams, especially on the road.
Certainly have seen them play with a lot more composure down the stretch in tight games, even in the Rock Island game, which was could have been a devastating loss, to play as well as they did down the stretch in a tight atmosphere, an emotional atmosphere in what was a huge game in the Western Big Six. They really hung together down the stretch, something that we would hope we would see from the early part of the year when you had a lot of young kids, guys who hadn't contributed much, if anything at all, on the varsity level, and they've figured out how to put games away and win here.
Yep, they certainly have. And Mike Reynolds making the running the 220 right now. He's we've got a track up here going around the basketball court, and so he's not making record time, but a pretty good pace for an old guy as he turns the corner now, and he's going to be making it over here for our conversation.
Gosh, have you ever called track? That was pretty good. Silver Streak 17-13 on the season. They snap the 8-game winning streak by the Ridgewood Rebels on their home court here tonight, 59-52. In our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Jim?
Like I said, for an old guy, you made the 220 around here pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think I weighed 215 before I left the trip, and I had a McDonald's. That's not good. And 6 jogs around this track trying to find you guys. So I think I'm down to about 210 now.
All right, well, the players probably lost a pound or two in this one tonight, too. A hard-earned win over a good team here.
Yeah, I mean, they were in the Sweet 16 last year, and they have visions of being better. Yeah, like I told me, they think they can win their sectional, and they've never won a sectional title here. So, you know, they want to push forward and try to win that. Certainly, you know, everybody has that same vision now, but I think it's pretty close to a reality for them. They just got to come play and do what they can do. And I just like our guys' effort. You know, I know we started a little slow and a little sloppy, and the good thing about it is we got some guys off the bench that can energize us. And then, then we brought our closers in at the end and made just enough shots and enough free throws and guarded just enough to win the game.
The thing that was obvious you mentioned in the first half when we only had 5 points there with about 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Then you bring in especially Tyson and Denzel off the bench, pair there with Trevon out here, and really pressured their guards a little bit and kind of turned the game around.
Yeah, you know, I thought Denzel and Tyson and Joe off the bench were big sparks. And then Marcus too. It was they were a little better athlete than what they had. I thought longer, jumped a little better. And we played extremely hard again, which is nice to see because that's a really good team. I think they had won 7 games in a row and had just beaten Riverside Brookfield. And if you read enough Chicago papers, you know that they're really, really good. So, I like the way our direction's going right now. It's nice to see. You know, I know we had a heartbreaker last week, and we could have just as easily hung our head and let that game go last night, not played hard, and maybe still won, who knows, or let this one go, and nobody would have said a word about it. But it's nice to just show that toughness and grit that if we want to keep playing more than one Friday night in March, that we're going to have.
You know, we talked about this game was reminding me a little bit of the Taylorville game. We had led that one for a long way on their home court. They made a run, got over the top, and beat us. Tonight they got us tied, and then you guys had your counterpunch that you didn't have in that game.
Yeah, we were trying to forget that game. Thanks, but you brought a bad memory. But no, we executed a play right at the end of the quarter, tied 40-40, and got it into, you know, we drew something up on the fly, which I think you have to do sometimes when you see matchups. I saw Grant had that matchup, and then we got it in and ran you know, our go-to play up, and Vonnie just shared the ball beautifully, and Denzel put the thing in, and you look back at the game, you know, I think we talk about, you know, one possession games. Well, we score at the end of the first quarter. We score at the end of the third quarter. We make a shot with 10 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. We win by 7. That's 6 points right there. You know, you can't get those points back. And those were points we weren't getting early in the year that we're getting now, and that's nice to see.
Obviously, the takeaway from this weekend is fantastic. You played great defense last night, won handily. This one, you played against a really good defensive team, I thought, and I thought it was, you did a nice job to get 59 points on this club.
Yeah, you know, they did a lot of different things. You know, they played 1-3-1. They trapped us in the full court. They trapped us in the half court. They played straight man. They switched man. So they ran five or six different things at us, and I thought, you know, we were multidimensional tonight and able to handle a lot of different things, and I'm proud of our guys.
Very good. Have a safe trip back. What's your plan? Do you guys stop to eat or McDonald's enough on the way up?
Vinny's Pizza. So I don't know what that is. They're going to bring it here, and they were selling the concession stand. Coach Cheese said it was good, so we're testing it. We're trying to find a lot of blue to wear this week because we're trying to hope Quincy just helps us one more time. You know, Sean and I, we're kind of the outsiders in the league, so we talk a lot. So he certainly owes us one, and we could all tie for the title. That'd be fun.
I'm sure Quincy's going to have a tough week of practice after what happened last night.
I'm sure it won't be fun, but I'm sure they'll bring their A game Friday.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
We'll wrap up the post-game show after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Here at Ridgewood High School, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you as the Silver Streaks get a good win over the Rebels here tonight, 59-52. Silver Streaks now 17-13 on the year, and they snap the 8-game winning streak by Ridgewood. And final non-conference game of the season for the Silver Streaks, and a good win here on the road. Jim, we still have to give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We haven't even talked about this yet.
No, and as we went through the progression of the game with Mike, I'm still a little flummox is just who that'll be, because there's a lot of guys that gave us some nice minutes here and there. We talked about Denzel coming off the bench. We talked about Marcus Ross had a couple of real nice flurries in this one at key times. Ethan Meeker hit a couple of key shots for us, and of course, Grant's just steady the whole game, so you hate to overlook his contribution, because he's a big part of the reason we're a lot of times in the position to win these games with what he gives us on rebounding and points. So yeah, I guess, I don't know. You're looking hard. You're studying that thing.
I am. I'm looking at Denzel's basket at the end of the third quarter.
Yep.
They got us up by 2. Then Grant hit the basket to start the fourth quarter. They put us up 4. Marcus hits the 3-pointer that makes the game a 7-point game at 51-44, but he misses 2 free throws, so it's kind of like, eh. And that, that could have really done it.
Yeah, he could have sealed the deal right there. And
I want to go with Denzel. That's who I want to go with because of what he brought off the bench in the first half. When Mike talked about it there in the post game show. You know, with the defensive switch, with the lineup we put out there, that kind of got things really going for us there in the second quarter when we got off to kind of a sluggish start. Denzel comes off the bench. He helps get things going. He only had 2 baskets tonight. Had a couple of rebounds, but. You know, I'm not looking at the statistics, although that basket at the end of the third quarter was pretty big.
It was, and both times that he had opportunities to score, he did so. That the thing that's been a bugaboo with him is a lot of times his hustle, he puts himself in position mm-hmm. under the basket, and he's missed a lot of bunnies here in the last few weeks. Tonight he didn't miss those.
Nope.
He was money on the chances that he had, and, yeah, I was thinking as much for his defense there, and in helping out in the first half as anything else when we kind of turn this thing around. And again, it's not all Denzel, but when you bring in Denzel with Trevon and with Joe, then we become a three-headed monster out there on the guard spot defending. And it's just that combination that works really well. And I thought, like you did, that Denzel was a big part of why we won tonight.
So is that who we're going with?
Let's do it.
All right, Denzel Jones, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, as the Silver Streaks win their 17th of the season. They're 17-13 in the final game of the regular season next Friday night at Rock Island Alaman as the Silver Streaks, as again Mike alluded to in the postgame, get some help from Quincy and the Streaks could share the title if they get the job done at Don Morris Gymnasium. So until next Friday night, Jim, have a good weekend. We'll see you then.
You too. Sounds great.
And our thanks to Ashley Blake at the downtown studios for helping keep things underway and in control here for us as the Silver Streaks win it on the road up in the Chicago area. Long road trip, but a successful one as the sophomores win tonight by a final of 59-50, and the boy and the varsity wins by a nearly identical score, 59-52. For Ashley Blake, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. Good night from the Chicago suburbs.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.